9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name becoming household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Uh-huh. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Yeah. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I guess so. All right.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't.
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make a most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. The dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. As I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are done. And my back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me stand in the line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon' burn.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the first game of a six-game homestand right here in Frisco, back in the friendly confines of Riders Field. Frisco winning the series down in San Antonio, now taking on the team with the best record in the Texas League for six games this week. It's the Frisco Rough Riders, tied for first in the Southern Division, taking on the Arkansas Travelers, affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. They are 7-2 and in sole possession of first place in the Northern Division. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Pleased to be with you here on this Tuesday evening from Frisco. The Rough Riders winning the series against San Antonio. They needed to win on Sunday in order to take the series, and they did so in convincing fashion. 12-2 the final score in Frisco's most recent game. It was the biggest win of the year in terms of the differential, and there have been some pretty big wins. In fact, Frisco has not won a game by any less than six runs, so there have been some blowouts, if you will, and some close losses. Frisco does have the best run differential in the Texas League. Starting pitchers today include Jack Leiter, former second overall selection a couple years ago in the draft. He gets his third start, ERA of 5.19, and no decisions yet for Jack. He has gone 4 1/3 innings in both of his starts so far this season, allowed four runs to Amarillo, just one run in San Antonio, so coming off a pretty good performance. This will be the first time David Garcia is his battery mate today. We'll give you the rest of the starting lineups, but just a little teaser, a little spoiler there of who his catcher is today. His counterpart on the mound for Arkansas is Perlander Baroa. 1-0, 3.6 ERA, gets his second start. And Baroa celebrating his 23rd birthday today. Went five innings in his only start so far against Springfield. Two runs, five hits, and a blowout win, 12-3. Arkansas started out well with Baroa getting the start. In their first five games, they were undefeated. They were the last team to lose in the Texas League, starting 5-0. Well, as we continue on the pregame show, we'll have a player profile with one of the Frisco relief pitchers, part of a tremendous bullpen for the Rough Riders that has posted a 1.76 ERA so far on this young season. Tristan Pauley will join me after the break, the former Indiana State pitcher. And now with the Frisco Rough Riders, has pitched three innings so far for Frisco this season and has yet to allow a run in this Double-A season here in 2023. Tristan Pauley, the reliever for Frisco, joins me when we come back on the pregame show. First pitch at 6:35 today between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. First game of a six-game homestand as the Arkansas Travelers come to town. Tristan Pauley joins me here on the pregame show ahead of today's 6:35 first pitch. Tristan, well done in San Antonio. I know it's early, you know, start to the season, a small sample size, but tell me a little bit about how you're feeling on the mound so far, your composure both physically and mentally so far.
Right now, everything's feeling really good, man. Really excited to get off to a good start, not only myself personally, but the team. That's really awesome that we got started off on that correct foot, especially after losing our first home weekend series. You know, we take that personally, especially being champs from last year. We always want to win at home. Right now, I'm just really focused in on my breathing and executing. I have a great group of guys that I'm pitching for and with. Great staff members, and you know, it's going to be a really exciting year.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit about your repertoire a moment ago.
You got a sinker, the two-seamer. You got a slider that you worked on, a changeup, and then adding a cutter, which just this year, right, for the first time. Tell me who kind of helped you develop that, who had the idea, who you worked on with it, and how the cutter kind of helps you with the pitches that you throw.
You know, I think that whenever you get to playing this level of the game, the question is always, how can I improve? And it comes in very many different ways, which is the coolest part about baseball. And for me, it was something that I just needed to add, something that I could neutralize the other hand with. And so adding that cutter gives me that separator. So now I have four really good pitches that I feel confident that I can have a good attack and that I can just go out there and be myself and be free-minded thinking and just, you know, have fun playing ball.
Yeah. When you're in the bullpen warming up, and Tristan Paula joining us, by the way, here on the show, how often do you're throwing in the bullpen, you feel, oh, my two-seamer doesn't have it, but my slider does, my changeup does? Or is it hard to tell in the bullpen how often you kind of feel ahead of time what you know is going to work?
So the biggest thing, I think, is just being able to mentally lock in. So whenever I'm mentally locked in, I know that the ball is going to come off my hand the right way. So maybe I didn't execute the pitch the way that I would have liked in the bullpen, but as long as it comes off my hand the right way, I know that that'll carry out more than actually throwing a good pitch.
Right. Last thing for you here, Tristan, just seeing Arkansas come to town, anything in particular this week that you want to work on? If you have a couple relief appearances, I'm sure just each of those pitches, getting them steady, but anything for this week that you really hope to accomplish?
Honestly, man, I just want to keep it rolling. I just want to keep, coming out here and having a good time playing ball with the boys. Like I said, we got a great group of guys and we got a great staff, and we're defending that championship, and, you know, that means something to me. You know, I think that that's a real driving force of what we have and the way that we go about our business, and it makes it a really fun thing to be a part of, and you know, it's just really awesome right now, so I'm enjoying it.
I love to hear it. Well, I appreciate your time. We'll have starting lineups coming up after the break. Tristan Paula, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, and thanks for tuning in.
All right, stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Well, just a few minutes away from first pitch of the first game of the first six-game homestand of the 2023 season. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Arkansas comes to town and plays Frisco, first of six games. Here's the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with the visiting Travelers, as penned in by their first-year manager, Mike Freeman. Leading off for the Travs and playing shortstop is Leo Rivas, a 300 hitter so far. And the Venezuelan leads things off for Arkansas. Batting second and playing left field is Spencer Packard, hitting .438 so far for Arkansas. In the three hole, in the first baseman, Robbie Tenarowitz. He is leading the league in RBIs so far this year with 16 of them. Batting cleanup, the right fielder, Robert Perez Jr., hitting fifth, the DH. Isaiah Gilliam, also hitting over .400. Hitting sixth and catching today for Arkansas is Matt Scheffler. Batting seventh, playing third base is Logan Warmoth. Inning in the 8 hole, and the second baseman today is Connor Hoover. And rounding out the 9, the center fielder, Tanner Kerwer. On the hill today for Arkansas is a right-hander, their number 14 prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization. It's Perlander Baroa. Turning 23 today, he's from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, his sixth year in minor league baseball. Gets his 74th career start today
and his second of the season. His counterpart on the mound is Jack Leiter, the 6'1 righty from Summit, New Jersey. Gets his third start of the season. He turns 23 on Friday, so just a couple days younger than his counterpart for Arkansas. Leading off for Carlos Cardoza's crew and playing center field is Evan Carter, coming off a terrific week in San Antonio with 10 hits. Batting second and the shortstop is Luis Angel Acuna. Hitting in the three hole, the left fielder Dustin Harris with a grand slam on Sunday. Kellen Strom cleans things up and plays right field today. Behind him in the lineup and playing third base is Thomas Sajacy, hitting sixth, and the second baseman, Jax Biggers, batting seventh, and playing first base, Trevor Hover, hitting in the eight hole and wearing the mask, the catcher, David Garcia, and the ninth is the designated hitter, Josh Saleh, the Seattle guy, faces the Seattle Mariners affiliate of the Arkansas Travelers. There is the starting lineup for both of these teams. Frisco, again, at 5-4 on the year. Arkansas comes in at 7-2, first in the North, ahead of Tulsa by one game. So they're trying to stay in first place in the Northern Division. Frisco trying to take a lead over Amarillo, the team that Frisco played in the opening weekend. They're tied at 5-4. We'll have the first inning coming up in just a moment. Frisco has scored in the first inning four consecutive games. We'll see if they can keep that up as we begin a six-game homestand between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Game one coming up in just a few minutes on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos, Quesos.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos, Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th,
Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School Night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
There's the payoff, swung on and whipped.
He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
The Rough Riders return back home to Riders Field after winning 4 of 6 in San Antonio last week, and they take on the Arkansas Travelers, a Seattle Mariners affiliate in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field as the Rough Riders at 5-4 on the season meet with the Arkansas Travelers at 7-2 on the year. And Jack Leiter, the number 4 prospect in the organization, takes to the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco coming off a week in which they won 4 of 6 in San Antonio, and they won very big when they did come away victorious. Frisco, the best run differential in the entire Texas League at plus 27 this year. They face the best offensive team in all of AA baseball in Arkansas in this game. The Rough Riders have been very good on the pitching side of things, and Jack Leiter has been a big part of that. 4 1/3 innings, allowing just one run, 7 strikeouts, 4 walks his last start against the San Antonio Missions, and he's ready to take on the Arkansas Travelers on this Tuesday night. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live and MILB TV, wherever you're watching. We're happy to have you. Leo Rivas is in from the left side, and the first pitch of the game is high off the outside corner. We're underway. 6:39 with the game's first pitch, 4 minutes tardy on what is a very pleasant but windy Tuesday night. The 1-0 pitch. High off the outside edge, 2 balls and no strikes. Our first pitch temperature, 70 degrees, cloudy up above. And very, very windy. 18-mile-an-hour wind gusts blowing directly out to left field. Leiter rocks back the 2-0. Fastball inside. 3 balls and no strikes. And the wind will definitely be something to watch today, as both these teams have a proclivity for hitting it out of the ballpark. Wind back in the 3-0. Just high off the outside corner for ball 4, and Leo Rivas has walked again. He does it to lead off the ballgame on 4 pitches. Rivas, 11 walks to 3 strikeouts now on the season, and leadoff runner aboard for Arkansas. Spencer Packard steps in now. No score, just underway, top of the first inning. Jack Leiter walked the first man he faced last week in San Antonio as well, ended up getting out unscathed in the first inning. Left-handed batter, Leiter fires over to first, and not in time. Rivas 3-for-3 in stolen bases on the young season. The Rough Riders 5-4. They won in grand fashion in the finale against San Antonio on Sunday, 12-2. Why was it grand? Dustin Harris hit a grand slam. First pitch on the way. Packard fouls it off Garcia's mask back behind home, and it's 0-1. Big, strong hack on the 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Leiter. And Garcia took the brunt of it right back to the mask. He wears the old-school one-piece, or I should say the new-school one-piece, hockey-style mask. And he puts it back on. He has the ball cap on backwards underneath his helmet. There's the first strike of the game from Jack Leiter, who enters today making his third start of the season. He's ready from the stretch and the 0-1. There's a high fly ball twisting into left center field away from Carter, ranging after it. It hits off the wall in left center. Rivas around third. He's getting the windmill home. Acuna's relay to the plate. It is in time! What a throw from Acuna right to Garcia, who laid the tag down on Rivas, sliding headfirst into the plate. Oh, baby, what a throw. Beautiful play as Carter played it off the wall in left center field, got it to Acuna, who transferred and threw a strike onto Garcia, reaching knee high on his knees, left side, put the tag down on Rivas on a headfirst dive, and there's the first out. Packard into second with a double. No RBI. So 8-6-2 on the putout. One away, and here's Robbie Tenorowicz. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike at 96, and it's 0-1. Just an absolutely perfect throw.
When Leo Rivas was coming around, I honestly wasn't that surprised he got the green light from Jose Umbria, the third base coach.
Stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home. That was the curve, and it's 0-2.
I honestly thought he would have scored. I mean, with nobody out, maybe it's not worth the risk because he could fairly easily score maybe later in the inning, but I thought he was probably going to score, and Luis Angel Acuna says, yeah, good luck with that.
Rangers minor league defender of the year for a couple years ago, and he showed off why. Leiter the 0-2. Low off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Arkansas stays off the scoreboard despite a leadoff walk and a double. Runner at second, one out, no score in the top of the first. Leiter from the stretch. He delivers in the 1-2. High off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. Very fastball heavy so far, 97 on that last heater. Robbie Tenorowicz, another one of the guys for the Travelers that has had a lot of success offensively early on. The 2-2. Rip and a miss. Got him. Fastball high and away at 97, and he strikes out Tenorowicz. First strikeout, second out of the first inning, and Robert Perez Jr. steps in. This is an Arkansas Travelers team that is first in batting average, on-base percentage, and OPS in all of AA. And they have really put up a lot of offense through these first nine games of the season. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike and it's 0-1. And that's crazy for a team that has zero top 30 prospects on the offensive side. They are known for their pitching, especially their starting staff. But it's been the offense that's been the story, the 0-1. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and one strike. That's led them to their 7-2 record. Whereas you look at their starting rotation, and they got names on names, including today's starter, Perlander Baroa. He's the number 14 prospect in the Mariners organization. He's one of the lower ones. 1-1. Dips low off the outside corner on a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. Runner at second, two outs, no score in the top of the first. So we'll see how the windy factors in this ballpark, not only today but this week, really help the offense for both teams. Got to keep it out of the air. Leiter issues in the 2-1 pitch. High fly ball out to right field, sending Strom back. He's at the warning track, looking up at the fence, and it's gone. Off the waterfall on the facing of the Lazy River in right center field, Robert Perez Jr. with his first home run of the season, and it's 2-0 Arkansas. Well, just as we were talking about it, the ball's going to carry. That's not the direction that the wind is going. Robert Perez Jr. took care of that one to right center field.
reigning Ken Griffey Jr., Mariners minor league hitter of the year, connects on a two-run homer. Here's Isaiah Gilliam in the first pitch, a swing and a miss on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Two nothing on the home run. Third homer Leiter surrendered this year. The pitch is chopped up the middle. Tough play for the second baseman. Biggers, who tries to backhand. It goes off of his glove and dies down right below him. And Gilliam is safe at first base. And we'll see how that is scored. Matt Scheffler steps in now. I want to correct myself saying there are zero offensive top 30 guys. Robert Perez Jr. is that guy. He's the 21st prospect in the organization. And he homers here in the first inning. Throw goes over to first and he's back in. Would have been a tough play from Biggers. And see how they score it early on. It looks like they're giving it a base hit initially. An infield single. Here's the stretch from Leiter, and the pitch to Scheffler. It's high and away, misses. One ball and no strikes. 2-0 Arkansas in front. Set the defense behind Jack Leiter today. Dustin Harris in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right. Thomas Sejasi has third. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. Jax Biggers at second. Trevor Hover at first, the 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. David Garcia does the catching for the Rough Riders. Alex Nash has balls and strikes behind home plate. Sean Sparling, our first base umpire. Trevor Matthews, our third base umpire. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Stretch in the 1-1. Fouled away right side. One ball, two strikes on Scheffler, the catcher who's playing in his sixth game this year, 4-for-12 so far this season. Leiter trying to work out of the first inning. Two outs, runner at first. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Check swing. He went around off the outside corner. Strike three with the slider. And Jack Leiter gets out of the first but allows a two-run home run to Robert Perez Jr. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's Arkansas 2. The Rough Riders coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Travelers get a two-run home run from Robert Perez Jr. in the first inning, and now we go to the bottom of the first. It's Arkansas 2 and Frisco coming up against Prelander Baroa, the right-hander, number 14 prospect in the Mariners organization. He'll face Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Dustin Harris in the top third of the order. First pitch, low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes on Carter, who really just tore the cover off the ball in San Antonio this last week. 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, goes off of Scheffler's glove. The catcher back to the backstop, and it's two balls and no strikes on Carter. Hit .435 last week, 10 for 23, with three homers, 11 RBIs, and walked seven times as well. 2-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, misses, three balls and no strikes. And had a really good case for the Texas League Player of the Week if it wasn't for what Andy Páez did up in Tulsa. Hit over 500. 3-0. Three and one now on Carter as that last pitch caught the outside corner. 3-1 pitch. Outside ball four. Evan Carter draws a leadoff walk. Both pitchers walked the leadoff batter in the first inning. Jack Leiter walked Leo Rivas, who then came in to almost score if it wasn't for this man. Luis Angel Acuna up in from the right-hander's batter's box. And he threw out Leo Rivas trying to score from first base on Spencer Packard's double. The pitch, Carter takes off. It's low and inside. Throw to second, not in time. Evan Carter swipes second, his third steal of the season. Evan Carter draws the walk and then immediately gets into scoring position. Luis Angel Acuna with an RBI opportunity. He went 9 for 23 last week, and the pitch is cut on and missed. It's one ball and one strike on Acuna. 300 hitters so far through nine games. No homers, four RBIs. 2-0 Arkansas. Bottom half of the first inning. Baroa looks back towards second. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Busted him inside with a good slider. One ball, two strikes. Baroa will go with a three-pitch mix, but he's mostly fastball and slider. He'll also add a changeup in there. Fastball can reach triple digits. The 1-2. Fouled back off of Scheffler, the catcher, and it's one ball and two strikes still on Acuna. Baroa is said to have some of the best stuff in the Mariners organization, and that's saying something with a team with as good a pitching as the Mariners org has, especially here on this Arkansas team. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a slider off the outside corner. Acuna strikes out, and there's one away in the first inning. Dustin Harris now. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. The pitch of the year this year, especially in the big leagues, is the sweeping slider. A lot of people just call it a sweeper. Well, Baroa has more of a traditional slider. It has more vertical movement than it does horizontal movement. He readies and deals home to Dustin Harris. Swing and a miss on that good slider in the middle of the plate, and it's 0-1. And he has made some really good hitters look really, really bad with that stuff. He stretches, and the 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Not off Scheffler's glove again. He's dropped at least four pitches already from Baroa. He looks down at his glove and massages it just a little bit. 1-1 on Dustin Harris, who had a grand slam on Sunday for his first home run of the year. Baroa offers. Misses up high of the zone with the slider, and it's two balls and one strike on Harris. Baroa making his second start of the year. In his first start, five innings, two runs, both earned on five hits, struck out five, and walked three. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball at 98 miles an hour. And it's two balls and two strikes. Well, the Rough Riders have their hands full with Baroa today. He stretches, looks back at Carter, leading off of second, and kicks home the 2-2. Ground ball foul, first base side. Still two balls and two strikes on the Riders' left fielder today. We've seen Dustin Harris in left. We've seen him at first base. Seen him at DH. Trying to be comfortable in multiple positions on the defensive side. Two-two on the way. Harris drives it down the right field line and foul. It's still 2-2. Got out in front of it, cranked it at 99 miles an hour foul. Set the defense behind Baroa today. It's Spencer Packard in left. Tanner Kerwer has center. And Robert Perez Jr., who homered in the first, has right field. Logan Warmoth is at third base. Leo Rivas at short. Connor Hoover at second. And Robbie Tenerowitz at first base. Matt Scheffler does the catching today. He sets up down low in the pitch. Harris fouls it straight back on a fastball elevated. And it's still 2-2. That last heater at 98 miles an hour from Baroa. Already saw the leadoff walk to Evan Carter, and that's going to be the big key for the Rough Riders today. If they can get Baroa to expand the zone. 2-2. Harris swings, puts it in the air down the left field line. Foul territory. Warmoth giving it a look, but it's into the seats. Takes a high hop back out onto the field where Packard, the left fielder, has it. Underhands it to a fan. Still 2-2 on Harris. A season ago, Baroa pitched at three different stops. He pitched in Eugene when he was part of the Giants organization, then in Everett, and then here in Arkansas in his last nine starts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a fastball, and Harris cuts through it. Second strikeout, second out of the inning, and here's Kellen Strong. In 26 starts across those three stops, he had zero appearances where he didn't walk at least one batter. He walked 63 in 100 innings last year. The pitch. Strom takes down low and inside. It's 1-0. But he also struck out 150 batters in 102/3 innings last year and held opponents to just a 158 batting average. He readies and kicks home. Down low and inside, misses with the slider, and it's 2-0. So there's the good and a little bit of the bad. But I mean, still had a 2.86 ERA a year ago. 2-0 pitch. High and tight. 3-0. And a lot of people are very convinced he's one of the biggest steals that you can find for a trade piece. He was traded for Donnie Walton last year in the Giants organization, and he's on his third organization. He started with the Twins. 3-0 pitch to Strom. Takes down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 3-1. And a lot of times when you see a guy in his third organization, Prelander Baroa is celebrating his birthday today. He's 23. I think there might be something wrong with him, but nothing wrong with him so far. 3-1. Check swing on a pitch that misses down. He went around, according to Sean Sparling, down the first baseline. So Strom looks at a full count, 3-2. And reports are he's a great person to be around, as nice as can be. And the Mariners are very excited to have him because of the raw potential that he has. Carter leads from second. 2-0 our score. Arkansas leads bottom of the first. And the payoff pitch to Strom. Chopper up the middle over Baroa, right to Connor Hoover at second, who picks, slings it on to first, and gets Kellen Strom for the final out of the first inning. No runs for the Rough Riders, no hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. On to the top of the second, it's 2-0 Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
We're Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter takes the ball again as we go to the top of the second inning. Arkansas leads 2-0 in this series opener between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. Happy you're with us on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live. Logan Warmoth starts it off. Former first-round pick, the 27-year-old. Picked back in 2017 by the Blue Jays out of North Carolina. First pitch, fastball catches the outside corner on the upper edge, and it's 0-1. Warmoth made it as high as AAA Buffalo in 2022. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Here's the look in by Leiter. And the 1-1 pitch. Can you... The offering is fouled straight back, and it's 1-2 now on Warman. Two nothing score. Arkansas out in front. Leiter winds back the 1-2. Outside corner called strike three. So Jack Leiter with his third strikeout, and there's one away in the second. And Connor Hoover makes his way to the plate. Two nothing our score. Arkansas leads. And Connor Hoover steps in. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna fields behind the bag at second. Bobbles slightly, but has the arm strength to get it over and retire Hoover for the second out. Jack Leiter with two up, two down here in the second for Tanner Kerwer. Kerwer, right-handed batter, 2-0 Arkansas, top of the second. Leiter delivers. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. 97-mile-an-hour fastball for Leiter. Two runs coming on a Robert Perez Jr. two-run homer in the first. The 1-0. Fouled back. Ball and a strike. Three hits in that first inning for the Travelers. Leiter nods yes at the sign. First base side of the rubber. Deep breath with shoulders up and down. And the 1-1. Rip and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. That fastball has been good, elevated in the zone today so far. He's ahead 1-2, working on three strikeouts. He rips it home. A fly ball into shallow left field. Harris coming on. He's right there. Makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Leiter here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Arkansas leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Ajayi starts it off for the Rough Riders here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 our score. Run back by Baroa in the first pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1 on Ajayi. Arkansas leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Two-run home run that came back in the first by Robert Perez Jr., the lone runs. Baroa back into his wind in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 on Sajacy. Well, the Rough Riders got a base runner in the first inning on an Evan Carter walk. Baroa winds back and fires in the 1-1. And down low in the dirt, and it's 2-1, but that's all they could muster. Carter stole second, but was stranded right there. Rough Riders worked their fair share of walks this past weekend in San Antonio as well. 40 walks in six games. 2-1 offering to Sajacy. Fouled back. 2-2. Well, he didn't pick up the hits that other teams did throughout the week. Their 378 on base percentage was fourth in the Texas League because of all those walks. Baroa has his sign. First base side of the rubber. Kicks in the 2-2. High off the outside corner. 3-2. On the Rough Riders, third baseman who went 4-22 in that series against San Antonio. Baroa, tall, right-hander, looks in. So JC calls time and steps out. Baroa came over to the M's from the Giants with that Donnie Walton trade in May of last year. The payoff. A high pop-up off the fist, right side, in the infield still. Tanerowitz under it, and he makes the catch. One away for Jax Biggers in the second, 2-0 Arkansas. And he has done nothing but impress everybody in the Mariners organization ever since coming over. He got an opportunity this spring training. It was his first spring training with the Mariners, because the trade obviously happened in May. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Biggers watches low of the zone in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Got to face the Padres, and he got to face three really talented hitters that he grew up watching, and then another really good hitter that he didn't, the pinch. Swing and a miss. Down low, and it's 1-1. That being Xander Bogaerts, Manny Machado, Juan Soto, and Nelson Cruz. Dominican Republic native Prelander Baroa really idolized those guys. He said he was really nervous actually going into that game. He tried to focus and do his job. The 1-1. Ground ball foul right side into the Mariners affiliate dugout. And it's 1-2. He ended up striking out Bogaerts and Cruz in that spring training appearance. He said it was one of the best moments of his life. 1-2 to Biggers. Down low and inside. Ball two. 2-2. And it really gave a flash for a lot of people in the Mariners organization as to who this guy could be. And while he's just the number 14 prospect, a lot of people think he has the stuff to be a future ace if he can get his command under control. 2-2. Biggers fouls it away back behind home, and it's still 2-2. Another reason why this Rough Riders lineup is such a good test for it. Frisco boasts so many good offensive weapons, 1-9. Whether it be a mix of youth and experience, power and on-base ability. The 2-2. Strike three called. Got him with a slider, bottom of the zone. And he picks up strikeout number three. Two outs, and here's Trevor Hover to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, bottom of the second inning. Hover playing in his ninth game. 148 batting average, a homer and five RBIs. Barroa back into his wine, he delivers home. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. 98-mile-an-hour fastball from the right-hander. Hover walked eight times in that series in San Antonio, though he just picked up three hits. 1-0 pitch. Slider down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. If the Rough Riders can get those base runners here in this ball game, and then with the wind blowing out at 18 miles an hour to left, can get some balls in the air, be able to score some runs. The 2-0 slider just high, and it's three balls and no strikes. Hover's the kind of guy you want if you want to get a guy on base. Barroa winds back and delivers in the 3-0. Strike on the outside corner at the knees. Fit a heater in there, and it's three balls and one strike on the Rough Riders' first baseman. Slightly pull side shift on the infield, the 3-1. Fouled straight back. And it's 3-2 now on Hover. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. Bottom of the second inning in this series opener. Barroa shoulder square, just offset of first. And the pitch home. Misses up high, ball four. Second walk issued by Barroa to these Rough Riders, and David Garcia climbs in.
David Garcia.
2-0 Arkansas, bottom of the second. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the first pitch on the way. Top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Garcia catching his fifth game this season. First time he's catching Jack Leiter. Got a very nice bounce-back inning in the second. 0-1 pitch. Chopper right side of the infield. Second baseman Hoover dives from shallow right. Can't get it out of his glove. And everybody's safe. A Garcia with an infield base hit. And Josh Sale makes his way to the plate. It was a chopper over the first baseman, Tenarowicz, who was holding on the runner Hover at first. And because it got over his head, Hoover made a nice diving play in shallow right field. But Tenarowicz couldn't get back to the bag, and Hoover couldn't get it out of his glove either. So both runners are safe. Runners at first and second, two outs in the second, and the power hitting Josh Sale to the plate. The pinch. He swings, chops it right side. Tenarowicz has it chest high, takes to the bag himself, and that retires the side in the second. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the top of the third. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next in a 2-0 Arkansas game on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter returns to the bump for Frisco as we enter the top of the third inning. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warren alongside Zach Bigley. Arkansas has jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Getting to Jack Leiter a little bit in the first inning, but he came back pretty strong in the second inning with a 1-2-3 frame. Back to the top of the order for Arkansas, it's Leo Rivas to the plate to begin the third. First pitch to Leo is high, ball one from Jack Leiter. 2-0 Arkansas, top of the third inning, game one of this six-game series. Jack Leiter working from the first base side of the rubber into the wind and drops a fastball in for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Rivas walked and ended up getting to home plate, but tagged out just shy of the dish in the first inning. Takes a swing at the fastball, doesn't get a piece. It's 1-2 from Jack Leiter. Rivas coming home on a double, waved around, and was the first out of the ball game. 1-2 from Jack Leiter. Peers over the glove. Here's the pitch. Slider that swung on, hit to right field. Kellen Strom will have to wait on it, and it bounces in front of him. A base hit for Leo Rivas. And a single to right field. It'll bring up Spencer Packard, riding a seven-game hit streak now, including his double in the first inning that almost scored Leo Rivas. And now he comes back up trying to advance his teammate once again. Nobody out, top of the third inning. The Travs up 2-0 here at Riders Field. Frisco wearing the white uniforms today with the red ball caps. The Travs in the grays with black batting helmets. Before the first pitch, Leiter throws over to first to get Rivas back to the bag. Jack Leiter started four games last year against Arkansas. Leiter spent the whole year with Frisco and so has faced all these Texas League teams, for most of them, you know, a few times, four times against Arkansas. Here's the first pitch to Packard. He spikes it, and ball one down low. Even though they're in the Northern Division, so fewer games between Frisco and Arkansas compared to some of the teams around the Lone Star State. But Leiter still got four starts and pitched well against the Travelers last year. 1-0 is the count from Jack. Here's the pitch, swung on, foul back. 2-0 lead for Arkansas here in the third inning. Jack Leiter in four starts last year against the Travelers. Never gave up more than two runs in any of those starts. And the Rough Riders went 3-1 against Arkansas when Jack Leiter was starting last year. Gets his sign from David Garcia and comes set for the 1-1. Leiter pauses. He works Packard and brushes him off the plate with a fastball down and in. 2-0 from Jack Leiter. One of his best starts of the season, perhaps his best, was against Arkansas last year in early May. 6 innings, did not allow a run against the Travelers last year. Has given up two here today. The 2-1 with the runner starting to go. A ground ball high chopper to second. Biggers fields on the second bounce. Thinks about second base. Elects to throw to first and gets the out. It was a bluff steal from Rivas and then chopped his feet, stopped, and then had to restart his momentum on the ground ball. He did get into second base in time to avoid the fielder's choice and or double play. So he's into second base. Packard is retired. On the ground ball to Jax Biggers. One away, runner at second base for Arkansas. They try to extend a 2-0 lead. Robbie Tenarowitz is the hitter who struck out in his first at-bat. The first pitch is high for a ball at 96 from Jack Leiter. Rang it up to 97 when he struck out Tenarowitz, who has been their most productive hitter this year, the league's most productive hitter in terms of runs batted in, 16 of them on the season. The 1-0 from Jack Leiter with the runner going to third. It's down and in. Garcia can't handle it, and he is unable to collect the ball. And it may have gotten dislodged, and now they're going to take the runner and put him back at second as he was stealing third on the play.
Alex Nash saying that's on me. I think he's saying my interference on that.
Oh, I see what he's saying. I don't think Garcia had much of a shot at getting him. But well, Garcia did bobble it and I guess ran into the umpire on the back the swing.
Exactly. You have a right-handed batter and the runner going for a third. He tried to backstep
right, and
he just went right back into Nash, and Nash has to vacate that.
Yeah.
And so that's interference on the umpire and sending the runner back to second.
I was worried for a moment the ball had gotten lodged in Garcia's equipment, which would be That would help Arkansas. Went the other way. It's umpire interference. They put the runner back at second. Rivas has to return. And he had a good jump and was going to be hard to throw out at third base. So Mike Freeman walks out and gets the explanation. Doesn't argue too much, but I'm sure displeased with the unfolding. It's two balls, no strikes, one out from Jack Leiter. Here's the pitch. It's high in the fastball. And ball three to Tanerowitz.
It's one of those weird ones where the pitch still counts, but the runner can't move.
So they put him back at second. He'll take a modest lead. Three balls and no strikes to Robbie Tanerowitz, likely taking all the way with one out. He does indeed take. It's at the top of the zone for a strike. On the cutter from Jack Leiter. Tanerowitz, great start to the season. Former 27th round draft pick. He is 28 years old, trying to continue his career, about almost 4 years older than the average AA player, but he's batting like it, over .406. The 3-1 pitch to Tanerowitz is low for ball four. And he's aboard for the first time today. Puts runners at first and second with one out here in the third inning. 2-0 Arkansas in the opening game of this six-game series. It's Robert Perez Jr. up next, who homered in the first inning, the only run scored today for either team thus far. Top of the third, David Garcia comes out and signals to his infielders, now having to deal with two runners aboard. The outfield playing a step deep, unsurprisingly. The infield shifted towards double play depth. The corner infielders playing just a bit off the lines and well behind the bags. Leiter looks back at second. The first pitch to Perez is over the outer half for a strike. Perez launched one 103 miles an hour off the bat to the waterfall in right center field. Two-run shot in the first after Arkansas had a player thrown out at home to begin the inning. Their first out. Came back for the two-run dinger. Throw back to second. Biggers coming over to the bag. But Rivas is back safely. He's at second base. Tanerowitz at first. One out for Arkansas. Near the top half of the third inning. Cloudy day. Not too hot. Pretty good conditions here for some Tuesday night baseball in Frisco. Here's the 0-1 from Jack Leiter. It's outside and low, and ball one to even the count. Robert Perez Jr., his dad, Major League Baseball player back in the 90s, finished out his career in 2001. He did play for Seattle, and now his son playing in the Mariners organization. 1-1 pitch is outside corner, I should say, for a strike, and Jack Leiter jumps back out in front of Robert Perez Jr. One ball and two strikes. One out here in the third inning. Frisco hoping to keep the deficit at two runs. Arkansas could catch fire here and pull away a bit. Here's the 1-2. It's just off the outside. Two balls and two strikes from Jack Leiter. Just walked a man, but that does mean there's a force at every base except for home. One out here in the third inning. Bends over as he looks into David Garcia and comes set. Looking down at his feet, looks back at second. The 2-2 swung on and whiffed. Jack Leiter gets some extra juice up to 96 miles an hour. And he strikes out the guy who homered off him back in the first inning. Two outs here in the third and a punch out from Jack Leiter. Isaiah Gilliam is next. The last chance here in the third inning to extend Arkansas's 2-0 lead. Left-handed batter climbs in against the righty Jack Leiter. Outfield shifts a couple steps to the right. The wind continues to blow towards left center. First pitch to Gilliam. Leiter's got him plugged up between second and third. Rivas caught in a pickle. Acuna runs him all the way towards third. He's out of the baseline, and that ends the inning. Jack Leiter, a good pickoff move, stepping over the rubber. Back to second, catches Rivas coming off the bag, and Acuna places the tag, or rather forces him out of the baseline to end the inning. Jack Leiter gives up one base hit, and for the second time today, Leo Rivas is tagged out on the base paths, and that ends the inning. No runs on one hit, one walk, and one left on. 2-0 Arkansas into the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, both teams bring the top of the order up to begin the third inning. Arkansas did not score with the top half of their order. Now Frisco will try to do something different. Bottom of the third inning, Evan Carter steps in. 2-0 Arkansas. First pitch from Prolander Baroa is inside to Evan Carter. Fun matchup of two guys who have a little connection from Evan Carter's hometown in Elizabethton, Tennessee. The 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0 to Evan Carter. He hails from Elizabethton, Tennessee, small town of about 6,000. Went to Elizabethton High School. Prolander Baroa has been there. He's also a small town in Tennessee. 2-0 pitch is high and away. And Evan Carter gets ahead, three balls and no strikes. Baroa used to pitch in the Minnesota Twins organization, and although it's no longer a minor league baseball team, back when he was with the organization, they had a farm team in Elizabethton. There's a 3-0 to the native of Elizabethton, and it's high for a ball. So Evan Carter, for the second time today, draws a walk. This one a four-pitch base on balls to begin the third inning.
He picks up right where he left off in San Antonio. That's now five walks in the last two games for Carter and nine walks in his last seven games.
He has reached base in 9 of 10 games this year. Takes a lead from first. Stepping in is Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch to him is outside. And the first five pitches of this inning have not caught the zone from Prolander Baroa. Has held Frisco scoreless so far. Into the third inning, 2-0 Travelers. Right-hand pitcher to right-hand batter. Here's the pitch. Acuna out ahead of the changeup and misses it. 1-1 the count to Luis Angel, just under a 300 batting average for the shortstop. Came in at 300, but then struck out in the first inning. Throw over to first, and Evan Carter dives back. Tanerowitz tries to get him on the second tag after pretending to throw the ball away, but Carter kept his foot on the base. Takes his lead again. Luis Angel Acuna with a 1-1 count from Prolander Baroa. Comes set, peeking over at first, behind him. Carter starts to go. The pitch is swung on and popped up behind short. Rivas running over and calls off his third baseman to make the catch in the left field grass and retires Acuna. One down here in the third inning. Dustin Harris is next for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-0. Evan Carter in first base. Out of Elizabethton, Tennessee, I asked him today, did you ever go to any Twins games? That was a Twins minor league team there in Elizabethton, where Prolander Baroa pitched in parts of the 2018 and 2019 seasons, back when he was in the Twins organization. First pitch to Harris is swung on and missed. One out, just Evan Carter on first. Evan said, yeah, used to go to those games growing up. And there was another team, about 10, 15 minutes away in a nearby city they would go to as well. But he used to go to those games, and Prolander Baroa used to pitch for the Twins team. As Carter dives back in a pickoff move. Carter, in 2018 and 2019, when Baroa was pitching for the Twins in Elizabethton, Carter was just a sophomore and a junior in high school at the time. He's only 20 years old now. The 0-1 to Dustin Harris is swung on and fouled almost directly straight back. Carter didn't personally have any recollections of ever seeing or facing Burrow. He says, I like to not really think about that sort of thing too much. I don't want to remember all the pitchers or have to think too much. I just want to react at the plate. I'll watch some film for sure. There's a lot of film you can watch, but he doesn't want to get too bogged down by all the info. The 0-2 to Dustin Harris before Baroa comes home. He is stopped by a clock violation. He was starting his movement just after the clock expired. And home plate umpire Alex Nash stops him and then has some words, and he's just ejected somebody from the Arkansas dugout. I don't know if it's Mike Freeman, the manager. He's not the one on the top step. I think it's Jose Umbra is the one at the top step. I'm not sure which one Nash just tossed. But somebody just got ejected from this game. Mike Freeman's walking out. I think they're also wondering who got ejected. Yeah. Is it me? Is Mike Freeman walking out to talk with Alex Nash as they were having some words with the home plate umpire when Baroa was halfway through his motion to the plate? And I understand where they're coming from. You don't want a pitcher to get injured when you're stopping your movement to the plate partway through. It's not a good situation for any pitcher. It's also tough for the umpire. As long as the pitcher starts his momentum before zero, that's a legal pitch. But if he starts it a tenth of a second after it hits zero, well, what are you going to do? It's supposed to be a violation, but he's started it right then. It's a tough situation. Mike Freeman, after talking with Alex Nash, walks back. We'll see if he's the one going to leave. It looks like he is exiting the dugout, so it looks like Mike Freeman was the one who did get ejected there, arguing the pitch clock violation on Perlander Baroa.
Very quick trigger. And you think about just, you know, last inning, or when coming out and arguing the umpire interference, he was very upset about that, and Alex Nash said, we're not doing this. Yeah. As soon as he started talking to him, and then he threw him out of the ballgame. And so there's clearly some hostility there going back to that last time they were arguing.
Well, Alex Nash walks up the third baseline and continues to hold the game. Mike Freeman has to take the long walk up foul territory down to right field as relievers in the bullpen clapping him on as he walks in front of them and exits the ballpark.
You also have to think that with the pitch clock, umpires have been told there is absolutely no way they're going to allow any arguments about pitch clock violations as well. And umpires know that, managers know that, and so there was a very quick conversation, and then he was gone.
Well, with one out in the third inning, Mike Freeman has been run. It is the first ball of this plate appearance to Dustin Harris. A ball and two strikes on Dustin after all that. One out here in the third inning. Frisco trails by a score of 2-0 in the third inning. Evan Carter is at first base, taking his lead, being held on by Robbie Tenorowitz. Harris trying to protect with two strikes. Baroa comes set. Perlander comes home with a fastball elevated and outside, ball two to Dustin Harris. Dustin struck out in the first inning, coming off a tremendous game Sunday when he went 3-for-5 with a grand slam. And now the first base umpire, Sean Sparling, also has an issue with Perlander Baroa. He's trying to get him to walk off the rubber and exchange baseballs. Baroa has been tossed around a little bit by the umpires in this plate appearance. A pitch clock violation. They got his manager ejected and now told to change the baseball out. He went behind and kicked the rosin bag but didn't actually reach down to touch it. Now he comes set for the 2-2 to Dustin Harris. Here's the pitch. It is taken down and in. Blocked and then lost by Matt Scheffler. Then he finds it at his feet. Evan Carter remains at first. So it was an 0-2 count. Perlander Baroa has thrown two pitches in about the last 3.5 minutes, and probably more than that, honestly. He didn't even throw a pitch before Mike Freeman was ejected, a pitch clock violation, and then he's missed up and away and then down and in. Three balls, two strikes to Dustin Harris. Here's the offering with Carter going. It's fouled back. Some confidence from Carlos Cardoza that Dustin Harris could put the ball in play or at least foul it off. He does the latter. The only issue, if he struck out, then Carter would be, you know, threatened to get caught stealing, but he's 2-for-3 and got good speed. So worst case scenario, Harris strikes out. 3-2 pitch to Dustin is that scenario. Bottom of the zone, and he does punch out looking. And there's two down here in the third. Brings up the cleanup hitter, Kellen Strom. With Carter remaining at first base. Frisco trying to cut into the lead of Arkansas. 2-0 Travelers. And the third inning from Riders Field. Arkansas, a team that went 73-65 last year. One fewer win than Frisco a year ago. First pitch to Strom is in the dirt. Good block by Matt Scheffler, catching that one cleanly with his glove. Didn't even block it with his chest plate. Just snagged it off the bounce. Ball one to Kellen Strom. Arkansas, just one fewer win than Frisco last year, the league champions, and yet they did not make the playoffs. Arkansas missed it last year. The 1-0 to Kellen Strom is in the zone for a strike. They didn't win the first or second half title. They had the second best overall record in the Northern Division, but you've got to win a half in order to get in, unless one team wins both halves, and then a team like Arkansas, second overall record, would get in. The 1-1 with the runner going. Check swing. He did go around. Carter is pegged out at second base. Excellent throw from Scheffler. Evan Carter tries to reach around with the right hand to get into second, but he is caught stealing for the second time this season, and that ends the inning. A walk, but Perlina Baroa faces the minimum in the third inning, and we move on to the fourth. Arkansas leading 2-0 into the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershaken, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, to the fourth inning here in Frisco. The visiting team, Arkansas, out in front, 2-0 over the Rough Riders. It's the middle of the order. Isaiah Gilliam coming up, 5-6-7 for the Travelers against Jack Leiter. Into the wind, first pitch, swung on and missed. And Leiter gets out ahead of Gilliam, who had an infield single in the first inning and now leads off the fourth. Jack Leiter at the infield shifted behind him into the wind. The 0-1 is inside for a ball. Thomas Sejasi, the third baseman, playing in a conventional shortstop position. The actual shortstop, Acuna, behind second base. The 1-1 from Leiter is a breaking ball swung on and whiffed. Good-looking movement from Jack Leiter. It's 1-2 on Isaiah Gilliam. Leiter settling down after a two-run first inning. Here's the 1-2 from Jack, breaking ball high. And it is ball two, 2-2. Leiter making the jump to double-A last year, trying to start off this year in good fashion after a somewhat rough but decent year season ago. 2-2. It's down and in to load the count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pitching coach at the big league level, Mike Maddox, always calls the jump from single-A to double-A the biggest of any elevation from one level to the next. Here's the payoff pitch from Jack Leiter. It swung on, hit hard to center field. Evan Carter turns his shoulders, gives up on that baseball. It's all the way to the batter's eye and out of here. A solo leadoff home run in the fourth inning for Isaiah Gilliam. And he homers just right of straightaway center field. The Travelers lead at 3-0. Left the bat at 112 miles an hour. Isaiah Gilliam goes yard. Second home run of the day. All three of Arkansas's runs have come via the long ball. Hit the batter's eye over the wall and then over the fence behind the wall. Little chain link fence just set behind the wall. Here's the first pitch to Scheffler, and it's upstairs. Ball one from Jack Leiter. Like I said, the jump to double A is not an easy one, and Jack still a youngster, 22 years old. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. And the 93-mile-an-hour offering from Jack Leiter, a ball and a strike to Scheffler, with his Arkansas team now leading 3-0 in the fourth inning. Leiter back into the wind for the 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed again. Same result at 93. Jack at double A last year and had an ERA just under 6. Remade his diet during the offseason, lost 12 pounds, trying to get used to the rhythm of double-A baseball. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Jack Leiter, breaking ball outside. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Got used to day games a lot in college. He was the Saturday starter at Vanderbilt, so he didn't pitch a lot of night games. Here's the 2-2 from Jack, swung on, just got a piece. Scheffler stays alive. Two balls, two strikes with nobody out here in the fourth inning. As the Saturday starter, the guy in front of him, of course, Kumar Rocker, was the Friday night guy for the Commodores. Jack Leiter in the middle portion of the weekend rotation for his NCAA team. So a lot of day games he would pitch in. It's just a different rhythm to pitch in a night game, wait around all day long until a 6:35 or 7:05 start. Here's the 2-2 from Jack Leiter. Breaking ball just inside, maybe a bit high. And it loads the count 3-2 to the second consecutive guy. Gave up a home run on the payoff pitch to Isaiah Gilliam and now has another 3-2 pitch to Scheffler. Here it comes. Swung on, grounded over Leiter. Two hops to Jack's Biggers. He goes down near a knee to field it. Throws to first in time and puts away Matt Scheffler. Went over Jack Leiter's glove. He took a little bunny hop to get it and then said, "Jax, you got my back." And Jax did. Throws him out for the first put out of the inning. One run in here in the fourth. Arkansas has extended its lead to 3-0. It's now Logan Warmoth to the plate, who struck out back in the second. Base is empty, one away. Leiter winds, and the first pitch fouled back. Frisco's pitching staff has been excellent this year. Three runs this game already has been more than they have tended to give up on average in entire games, an ERA below 3 this season. The 0-1 from Leiter swung on, bounced third base side. It hits behind the bag, a fair ball to J.C. Fields. Throws in time on the money from behind the bag, practically in foul territory. And Thomas Sejasi wings it across for the out to put away Warmoth. It almost hit the bag on the bounce. It hit just to the side and maybe a quarter inch behind the base. And Sejasi fielded it, set his feet, and threw to Trevor Hover across the way. Two down, base is empty, so J.C. moves over to the shortstop side. Connor Hoover swings and misses the first pitch. So it's a J.C. fielding behind the bag, and now will have no chance of fielding a ball at that juncture. He is closer to second base now than he is to third. Acuna behind second base. Here's the 0-1 to Hoover. Swung on and looped down the right side, hit pretty hard, and a fair ball. It's down for a base hit. Strom cuts it off and will hold Hoover to a single. It's a two-out base hit to right field. And Connor Hoover is aboard to continue the fourth inning. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Tanner Kerwer, with Arkansas leading 3-0 in the fourth. Frisco, like I said, great pitching so far. 2.62 ERA. It's a full point better than any other team in the Texas League. Nobody at 3-6 or better other than Frisco. First pitch to Kerwer is taken. Didn't miss by much, if it did at all. It's low for a ball. 1-0 the count, two down, runner at first for Arkansas. Frisco's pitching staff sixth in minor league baseball with that ERA, 2.62. The 1-0 from Leiter is swung on and missed. Got out in front of the fastball. Kerwer trying to get on time with a 96-mile-an-hour heater, and if anything was ahead of it, misses, one ball and a strike. Man at first is Connor Hoover, takes a medium-sized lead. Righty-righty matchup. Leiter and Kerwer. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Can't get ready for the fastball, and Jack Leiter gets two of them past Kerwer, who's hitting 357 this year. returner to the Travelers, hit 240 a year ago. In his first year in the organization, former Blue Jay farmhand. The 1-2 to Kerwer is swung on, and a soft fly ball to left field, shallow. Tough play for Acuna running out, turns his shoulder, then makes the catch on the run. Almost enough time for Dustin Harris to come in, but he was too far from it, so the shortstop Acuna had to run out over his shoulder to make the catch, and that ends the inning. A leadoff home run for Isaiah Gilliam, and that's all Arkansas gets. It's now 3-0 Travelers into the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foskew, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We'll begin the bottom of the fourth inning with Kellen Strom stepping in. First pitch grounded to short. Leo Rivas field throws to first in time and puts away Kellen Strom on the first pitch. It's 3-0 Arkansas. And the Rough Riders trying to be aggressive and get back into this game, cut into the lead. Kellen Strom puts it in play, but a routine ground out for Leo Rivas, and there's one away in the fourth. Defensive change for the Travelers. Spencer Packard, the left fielder, has been pulled. So a defensive change in the outfield. Thomas Ajayi steps in. First pitch is a strike. Riley Unruh has come in to play left for the Travelers to replace Packard. The 0-1 to Ajayi swung on and missed on the slider. And he gets behind. No balls and two strikes. One out here in the fourth inning. 3-0 lead for the visiting Travelers. Best team in the league in terms of win-loss record. Winning 7 of their first 9 games. The 0-2 to Ajayi swung on, fisted toward second base. He'll get into the outfield and land for a base hit. Thomas Ajayi didn't get all of it, but he got enough to flick it over the infield and get his first base hit of the day. He's 1-for-2 and singles with one out here in the fourth inning.
Such a good piece of hitting. 0-2 pitch, fastball in on the hands, and he's able to go inside out into right center field. And for a guy who really struggled in the first 8 games of the season for him, you love to see him pick up a base hit like that.
Jax Biggers steps in with Ajayi taking a decent lead at first base. One out here in the inning. Biggers swings and places the first ball toward center field. That lands for a base hit. 2 straight singles to center field. Ajayi and Biggers go back to back on 2 straight pitches. And the Riders are in business here in the fourth inning. First and second with one out. And Trevor Hopper, the batter. That is the first hit for Biggers off a right-hand pitcher this season, a guy who crushed right-handers last year. He was 0-for-8 against righties and gets a base hit off Perlander Baroa. He's at first, so JC up to second. And Hopper, the batter, who walked on a full count offering in the second inning, now in his second plate appearance at the plate. Righty-lefty matchup with one out. First pitch taken high and away. And a ball to Trevor Hopper. His 9th walk of the season. He was a patient hitter. Discipline at the plate for the lefty, Trevor Hopper. The second pitch to him is on the outer half for a strike. Hopper played 103 games last year. Used to play in the Yankees organization. Rough Riders this year again. 1-1 pitch is low for a ball. Runners at first and second with one out. Trevor Hover at the plate. Last year, and he came up to Frisco for the final 21 games, he hit a decent level, 230 batting average, respectable, nothing great. He walked so many times that his OPS was a crazy good 924. A 2-1 offering to Trevor Hover is at the top of the zone for a strike, 2-2. He's played in five different leagues in his minor league career, two different organizations. One thing that stayed consistent, he has walked 186 times. Two balls and two strikes to Trevor Hover with two aboard for the Rough Riders. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. And Trevor Hover swings over it for a strikeout, two down. And David Garcia is the last gasp here for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Two down, a chance to get on the board for the first time with the Rough Riders down 3-0. Still a lot to play, just the fourth inning. And Garcia, who singled back in the second, steps in. So JC and Biggers singled back-to-back. Can Frisco make something of this little rally going on? And get on the scoreboard for the first time. Garcia swings at the first pitch, wallops it to right field. Perez going back. It hits the base of the wall. It should score two runs. Biggers coming around from third. The relay not nearly in time. They'll cut it off. It's a two-run double for David Garcia, and Frisco cuts in the lead. It's 3-2 Arkansas. Two RBI base knock for David Garcia, his first extra base hit of the season, and he's 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Walloped it to the base of the wall in right field, and Biggers having good wheels, scoring behind Sajacy. And two runs come in. It's 3-2 Arkansas. Josh Saleh comes in. First pitch swinging again and misses. He grounded out on the first pitch back in the second inning when Frisco had the tying run aboard. Arkansas extend the lead after that. And then Frisco now has cut into it. And once again, the tying run is aboard for Frisco. He's at second base. 3-2 Travelers in the fourth. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Saleh foul tipped it, in fact, and pulled off that baseball a little bit. And is behind nothing and two. Saleh grounded out to first in his initial at-bat. Second chance against Baroa. The 0-2 taken low for a ball. Saleh, who hails from Seattle, facing the Seattle Mariners organization here, the Travelers, the AA affiliate of the M's. Saleh went to Bishop Blanchett High School in Seattle. One ball, two strikes to Josh Saleh. Here's the pitch. Taken low and away. It gets away from the catcher, Scheffler. Garcia started for third and elects to return to avoid risking the inning-ending putout. That ball dribbling to the left of home plate, so it wouldn't have been as long of a throw for Scheffler as if the ball had gotten, you know, straight behind home plate or to the right. Garcia back to second. Two down, 2-2 the count here in the fourth inning. Baroa set. Here's the pitch to Saleh. A check swing. He held back. No, he didn't. On appeal to third base, Trevor Matthews says he went around. And that is the inning. David Garcia, however, blasts the ball to right center for a two RBI double. And Frisco is on the board. After four innings, it's Arkansas 3 and Frisco 2. Zach Bigley will be back in the call when we return for the fifth inning with a one-run lead for the Travelers here on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Thursday, April 20th.
Bring your four-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark at the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35.
Woo-woo!
Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Arkansas now leads 3-2 thanks to a two-run double by David Garcia. We go to the top of the fifth inning, and Jack Leiter back on the hill will face the top third of the card for the Travelers. Leo Rivas starts things off, and Leiter delivers home the first pitch. Misses high of the zone, one ball and no strikes. It's Leo Rivas. Spencer Packard's spot, which Riley Unroe currently occupies, and Robbie Tenorowicz, the 1-0. Fouled off Garcia, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders trailed 2-0 early on in the two-run home run by Robert Perez Jr. Isaiah Gilliam then hit a solo shot in the fourth to make it 3-0, and David Garcia's two-run double in the fourth makes it 3-2. Travelers, the pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike on Rivas. Rivas 1-for-1 today with a walk and a single. He's been through quite a journey to get here to Arkansas. 2-1. Inside, three balls, one strike. Rivas, 25 years old, started his career with the Angels, played for them from 2015 through 2019. Was then traded, the 3-1. Upper edge, inside corner, a strike. He thought it was ball four, and it's now 3-2. He's traded to Cincinnati in exchange for Raisel Iglesias in 2020. He was the player to be named later in that trade. Payoff pitch on the way. He swings, puts it in the air down the left side. Long run for Sejasi, the third baseman, called off by Dustin Harris in left field. He makes the catch. It's the first down the fifth inning. Riley Unroe to the plate. He was then in Double-A Chattanooga in 2021 in the beginning of 2022. Made it to Triple-A Louisville, where he was released by the Reds organization and signed with the Mariners as a free agent. Unroe in from the left side. And the pitch. A bunt. Fouled straight back behind home plate. It's 0-1. Unroe came in for Spencer Packard in left field in the fourth inning. And now he takes his first turn at the plate. Packard doubled in the first and grounded out to second in the third, and his day is done. Leiter, the 0-1. Off the outside corner, misses with a curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. Unroe played with these Travelers last year. Leiter's pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 1-2. And he's back with the Travs again this year. Leiter rocks back, delivers. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone, inside corner with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And Jack Leiter has his fifth strikeout. Two outs in the fifth inning, and here's Robbie Tenorowicz. 3-2 our score. Arkansas out in front. These three runs, the most that Jack Leiter has allowed to Arkansas in his five starts against them. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, belt high, and it's 0-1. And a good opportunity to finish off the start strong. That's what it's all about. He nods yes to the sign and offers. A hard line drive into right field. That dunks in for a base hit. And Tenorowicz singles to the opposite field. His second time he's reached today. He walked back in the third. Tenorowicz, the third leading hitter on this team, batting 406 entering into today's play. And he picks up another base hit. Robert Perez Jr. stands in. He homered back in the first. 3-2 our score. Arkansas leads in the top of the fifth inning. Leiter from the stretch, the pitch on the way. Fastball, bottom of the zone for a strike. And it's 0-1. Leiter's fastball is still good at 97 miles an hour on that last pitch. He stretches and offers in the 0-1. There's a high drive into left center field. Harris chasing after it. Can't get it. It drops in front of him. He cuts it off in the alley. Turns, fires it back in. And he holds Perez to a single, but Tenorowicz goes first to third. And there are runners now on the corners with two outs in the fifth. Nobody loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. Isaiah Gilliam, who homered his last time up against Leiter, steps in. And Ryan Garcia will go out and chat. The Rough Riders catcher joined by the entire infield. A lot of calisthenics going on in the Rough Riders bullpen, but nobody actually throwing. And the meeting on the mound is over. Leiter has now allowed 8 hits. That's the thing coming into this start. He had done a good job limiting the hits against him on the year. Leiter had only allowed 7 hits in 8 2/3 innings. Opponents were hitting 226 against him. But 8 hits tonight through 4 2/3 innings. Left-handed batter, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Rips a fastball by him at 97, and it's 0-1. Leiter, a year ago, allowed 8 of his 11 home runs to left-handed batters. He's allowed 4 home runs so far this year, the 0-1. This is down low in the dirt. It's 1-1. 2 to each batter of handedness. Not sure that really means anything to this point, this early in the season. He's doing a lot better job this year against lefties in general, coming into this start. Leiter stretches, trying to get out of the jam. Runners on the corners, 2 outs. And he fires over to first. Chases Perez back in, who hasn't attempted a steal this year. 3-2, Arkansas leads. Top of the fifth inning. Sun's starting to set in Frisco. Lights are on, illuminating Riders Field on this Tuesday night. Leiter doesn't like the first sign from Garcia, but he likes the second. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him on a heater. He's been very fastball forward tonight. 1-2. He was very slider heavy in San Antonio in his last start. He's thrown a lot of heaters tonight. 1-2. Got him swinging. Fastball upstairs, and Jack Leiter strikes out his 6th to get out of the jam. Rough Riders trail 3-2 into the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll step aside, return after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Hey!
Top of the order for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 3-2. Rough Riders trail the Arkansas Travelers. And the first pitch to Evan Carter is fouled straight back, 0-1. Perlander Baroa, six strikeouts through four innings, allowing just two runs on the two-run double by David Garcia. Wind back in the 0-1. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Carter has walked twice in his two plate appearances so far against Baroa, who peels back and issues in the 1-1. Low of the zone, two balls and one strike. Baroa so far, those six strikeouts to three walks through four innings, entering this frame with 77 pitches. The offering is high, and it's three balls and one strike, and he's in danger of issuing a third straight free pass to Evan Carter. He looks over the top of his glove, peels back the 3-1. Fouled back into the glove of Scheffler, the catcher, and it's three balls and two strikes. Well, Jack Leiter getting out of trouble in the fifth inning to finish his five frames. Baroa rocks back in the payoff. There's a high fly ball out to deep right field. Perez is under it, shy of the warning track, and he makes the catch to retire Evan Carter, and there's one away. That brings Luis Angel Acuña to the plate as Carter just missed it. Acuña 0 for 2 tonight. Grant Anderson has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. First pitch to Acuña. Swing and a miss and a good slider biting away, and it's 0-1. And there is action as well for Arkansas. In the opposite bullpen, it's Stephen Kulick who has started to loosen. 0-1. There's a hard drive into left field for a base hit in between Warmoth and Rivas to the left side of the infield. And Acuña has his first hit of the night, smashing it through the left side at 104 miles an hour off the bat. And that's going to do it. Jose Umbria out of the dugout. He's the acting manager after Mike Freeman was ejected in the third inning, and he makes the motion down to the bullpen, and he's going to get Stephen Kulick. So a pitching change here at Riders Field, bottom half of the fifth inning. Good start for Perlander Baroa, but he is out without completing five frames. Pitching change. Rough Riders down by one with a runner aboard on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New right-hander on the hill for Arkansas. It's Stephen Kulick who takes over in the bottom of the fifth inning for Perlander Baroa. Rough Riders with a runner at first. Two runs in the fourth inning. They trail 3-2. And Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Stephen Kulick, who we saw last year with these Travelers, working out of the bullpen. He's ready from the stretch, and the first pitch is cut on and missed by Harris, and it's 0-1. Kulick last year a starter, made 27 starts. 6-13 record with a 4.51 ERA. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Wood right by him, and it's 0-2 on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Fourth outing of the year for Kulik. He's been really good out of the bullpen. He's only surrendered one hit in four innings, no runs. He rips in the 0-2. After a long hold and time called by Harris right before the pitch. So no pitch. It was a really long hold by Kulik trying to hold on Acuna, who's at first base. 40 steals last year. Acuna already has two this year. Trying to vary up his times. Right-hander comes set in the 0-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Harris a couple strikeouts today in his two trips. Rough Riders have managed five hits against Baroa. Only one of the first three innings. Throw goes over to first, and it's wild. Gets over the first baseman, Tenerowitz. And that allows Acuna to move up to second. So an error on the pitcher, Kulik, who comes in and right away allows a runner to go to scoring position. Ball and two strikes still on Harris. And now an opportunity to tie this game with a base hit with Acuna's good speed. One and two on Harris. Kulik ready from the stretch. And he fires home. Breaking ball outside. Tried the back door, and it's two balls and two strikes. Kulik stands 6'3", 26 years old. Former 11th round pick by the Dodgers in 2018. Out of Texas A&M. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball for strike three. And he whiffs Dustin Harris for the second out of this fifth inning. First strikeout for Kulik out of the bullpen, and Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 3-2. Kulik was traded right before the season from the Dodgers to the Mariners organization in 2021. Steps off, looks back at second. Acuna's back in. He's found a home here in this Mariners organization, and quite frankly, early on, really found a home in this bullpen with Arkansas. The pitch is low and away. One ball, no strikes. Through his first four outings out of the pen, he's gone, or his first three, I should say, this being his fourth. Two-thirds of an inning and a third, and two innings. All scoreless. The 1-0. Strom fouls it straight back, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Four strikeouts, one walk. Really strong stuff from Kulik. Strom has bounced out a couple times today, ground out to second and a ground out to short. 1-1 offering. A check swing on a pitch high and inside. He went around for strike two. Tied him up inside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Play strong to the opposite field in the outfield. That's what he's known for. 1-2. Slider got him on the outside corner. Called strike three. And Kellen Strom down looking. Second strikeout for Kulik and his many batters faced in the fifth inning coming out of the bullpen. No runs, a hit, an error, and a runner left stranded for the Rough Riders. Top six coming up. Rough Riders trailing 3-2 to the Travelers in the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field, Jack Leiter out, Grant Anderson in for Frisco. Rough Riders trailing 3-2 to Arkansas, game one of this six-game series. Matt Scheffler, the first man Anderson will face, right on right. Here's the stretch, and the pitch on the way. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jack Leiter's final line, not the prettiest in the world. Five innings, allowing three runs all earned on eight hits. The pitch. Fouled straight back. And it's 0-2. Struck out six and walked two. All in all, not a bad start. Not a good start for Jack Leiter. Stuff to work on, for sure. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fouled back. And it's still no balls and two strikes. The good thing for Leiter, he worked out of trouble really, really well. The three runs that he allowed were on two different home runs. A Robert Perez Jr. two-run home run in the first and a solo home run by Gilliam in the fourth. The pitch. Slider dips low and away and it's one ball and two strikes. And so from that perspective, it's what you really want to see. With runners aboard, he pitched very well. 1-2. There's a drive in a left center field. Carter tracing over into the alley and the center fielder makes the catch for the first down. Logan Warmoth to the plate. Seven hitter for Arkansas. 3-2 Travelers lead it. Top of the sixth inning. 0-2 tonight. Leiter with two outs in the fifth inning allowed back-to-back singles to Tanerowicz and Perez. Anderson stretches and delivers. Hard ground ball the opposite way. That sneaks into right field for a base hit. And Warmoth singles to the opposite. His first hit of the day. Connor Hoover steps in now. Leiter had runners at first and third with two outs in the fifth inning. And he was able to get out of it, striking out Isaiah Gilliam, who had homered against him in the last at-bat. That's the kind of stuff you want to see from Jack Leiter, making the adjustments in-game, picking up a big strikeout to get out of the jam. Connor Hoover in from the left side. Anderson's pitch. Inside nearly hit him. It did hit him, in fact. Clipped a little nylon on the jersey. And a base hit and a hit by pitch puts two aboard with one out against Anderson in this sixth inning. So Arkansas leading by a run trying to pad their advantage. Tanner Kerwer in the ninth spot to the plate. Kerwer 0-2, the center fielder. Nine hits for this Travelers team, leading all of AA in batting average at .293. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Tanner Kerwer has 10 hits this year. He's hitting .357 entering today from the ninth spot. Kerwer, a guy who played all of last season with the Travs last year. He hit .240 a season ago. 0-1 pitch. Slider just misses off the plate. Well-located pitch by Anderson just outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Part of an Arkansas team that the Rough Riders
took 11 of 18 from last year. Anderson, the 1-1. Here she comes. Fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders began the season against Arkansas last year, a three-game series, and then began the quote-unquote second half after the All-Star break against them as well with a three-game series in North Little Rock. So they saw Arkansas just as much as anybody in the entire league last year, despite being in separate divisions. The 1-2. Foul away right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Tanner Kerwer, the Canadian, native of Edmonton and Alberta. Back in from the right side, two aboard, one out in the sixth, 3-2, Arkansas leads. Anderson delivers. Off the outside corner and low, two balls and two strikes, and staying in there against the sidearmer Anderson, who has been just money against right-handed batters so far this season. Really his entire career. He stretches, and the former Seattle Mariners farmhand looks back towards second. And the 2-2. Off the outside corner and misses. Three balls and two strikes. A one-time 21st-round selection out of McNeese State by the Mariners in 2018. Anderson came over in exchange for Connor Sadzik a few years ago. Right-handers last year hit just 202 against Anderson. The pitch. Off the end of the bat, a floater into left field. Harris coming in. The left fielder makes the catch. And there are two outs. Soft swing from Kerwer. Two down, two aboard still in the sixth. We flip the lineup quarter. Card over. Back to the top of the order now for Leo Rivas. 3-2 our score. Arkansas leads. Top of the sixth inning. One for two day for the shortstop, Rivas. He singled in the third, walked in the first, flew out to left in the fifth. He's in for the left side against Anderson, who delivers home the first pitch. Inside corner, fastball for a strike, 0-1. Anderson trying to work out of a jam, and the Rough Riders' bullpen has been phenomenal at that early part of the season this year. He kicks home the 0-1. Finds the inside corner again, belt high, and it's 0-2 on Rivas. The Rough Riders' bullpen has an ERA of 1.76. That's the second best in all of minor league baseball. And they were dominant on the road against San Antonio last week. 0-2. Inside, one ball and two strikes. Last week in those six games, the Rough Riders' bullpen combined for an ERA of 1.08, allowing just three earned runs over 25 innings of work. And they've still only surrendered one home run this season as a bullpen staff. Anderson, the 1-2, is grounded up the first baseline. Hover picks right there and takes to the bag himself for the out, and the side comes to a close. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on base. Grant Anderson shivers at us in trouble. We go to the home half of the sixth inning. It's Arkansas 3, the Rough Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes two golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
The party deck at Writers Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at writersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Stephen Kulick back to the hill as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-2. It's Thomas to J.C. Jacks, Biggers, Trevor Hover to lead things off in the first pitch. High and tight, one ball, no strikes. So J.C. singled and scored in the fourth inning. A two-run double by David Garcia, the lone offense tonight for the Rough Riders. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders just trying to get something going on the offensive side with consistency. The Rough Riders have scored this year. They've scored a lot. Pitch is off the outside, or the inside corner, I should say, for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Or two balls and one strike on Sajasi. The pitch. Top of the zone. Strike two. It's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders have the biggest run differential in the Texas League this year, plus 27 runs, so J.C. calls time. And they've won big, and they've lost close. 10-run win on Sunday. 2-2. Strike three called, got him with a slider down the heart of the plate. Three batters faced, three strikeouts for Kulick. And there's one away. Jax Bigger stands in. One for two today with a run scored. Rough Riders trailing by 1-3-2. Stephen Kulick had a brother, Tyler Kulick, who's a very good baseball player as well. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tyler was taken with the second overall pick in 2014 by the Miami Marlins out of Shepherd High School in Shepherd, Texas. The 0-1, low and away, and it's one ball and one strike, not far from here. He was taken over the likes of Carlos Rodon, Kyle Schwarber, Aaron Nola, Trey Turner, the 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Matt Chapman, very loaded first round in the 2014 draft. Unfortunately, he just never made the big leagues. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, a strike. We're even at 2-2. Tyler Kulick threw very, very hard. And he made it as high as low A ball. Getting up to Clinton in 2019. Dealt with his fair share of injuries. Was out of baseball for 2 years as the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. And that's four strikeouts in a row for Kulick. 2 outs. Trevor Hover steps in now. 3-2. Arkansas leads. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Kulick is just mowing through the Rough Riders order. Stretch in the pinch. Outside. Misses with a breaking ball. And it's one ball and no strikes. 0 for 1 day for Trevor Hover. He struck out in the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, just a hair outside. Two balls and no strikes. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Arkansas. Rough Riders, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. 2-0 toss. Offer swings and misses, and a good slider inside. And it's 2-1. Game 1 of the six-game series, the Rough Riders' first full six-game homestand this year. 2-1 pitch. Comes across in the outside corner, led her high for a strike of the fastball, and it's 2-2. Kind of odd the way the beginning of the season shakes out. You have the Rough Riders starting with 3 games at home. Then 6 games on the road, 6 games at home, and then 12 games on the road. 2-2. Just high and away. Three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders only play 9 of their first 27 at home. Payoff. Hard ground ball up the middle, right to the shortstop, though. Rivas collects behind the second base bag and fires across to get Trevor Hover for the final out of the sixth inning. Side retired in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top 7 next. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play when we come back. 3-2 Travs on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through 6 innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Arkansas Travelers have collected 3 runs so far in this ballgame on a total of 9 hits and 1 error. The Frisco Rough Riders with 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Grant Anderson returns in the ballgame for Frisco, the relief pitcher, going for his second scoreless inning here. He will face Riley Unroe to lead off, 2-3-4 for the Travelers. Unroe, who entered this game defensively a couple innings ago, gets his second plate appearance. And the first pitch of the inning is outside for a ball. Unroe is the first one to face, or his first time facing Grant Anderson. Grant faced one over the minimum, pardon me, 2 over last inning and did not allow a run, 3-2. Here's the second pitch. It is under the hands. And ball 2 from Grant Anderson. 2-0 the count, just starting out the 7th inning. The sky dark now here in Frisco. The 2-0 from Anderson is outside in the off speed. And he falls behind 3 balls and no strikes to Riley Unroe. Came in hitting 188 and then struck out facing Jack Leiter. And now encountering Grant Anderson for the first time. Grant comes set with the back of his jersey facing home plate. The 3-0 slider is in for a strike. Grant Anderson working with 4-seam, 2-seam, slider and splitter. His arsenal has a 3-1 count to Riley Unroe. Here's the pitch. A slider swung on and tapped foul behind home plate. And Anderson gets back to a 3-2 count after getting behind 3-0 to Riley Unroe. Infield shifted behind him, so JC at the shortstop spot. Acuna, who's actually the shortstop behind the bag. Biggers playing in the hole at second base, and Trevor Hover playing way behind the base at first, but hugging the line. Up the first base side. Outfield playing straight up. 3 balls, 2 strikes from Grant Anderson. Comes set, looking down at his feet. Looks over to the Frisco dugout. Comes home. 3-2, swung on and missed. Grant Anderson works back from a 3-0 count. Takes the off speed into the glove of David Garcia for another strikeout. This is the 7th strikeout today for Frisco pitchers. And the first for Anderson. Now it's Robbie Tenorowicz, who has reached base 2 out of 3 times today. Single and a walk. Top of the 7th inning, Arkansas 3, Frisco 2. In the series opener. First pitch to Tenorowicz is down the middle for a strike. And 0-1 from Grant Anderson. Frisco's first game of the series last homestand, opening weekend. They were victorious 12-4 over Amarillo. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and whiffed. Tenorowicz swinging for the fences.
And he's behind 0-2. Frisco then dropped three games in a row after the opening day win, and yet they still had a positive, or their run differential was even at that point at 1-3 with close losses. Here's the 0-2. Tanarowitz swings again. Cannot catch up with the elevated fastball from Grant Anderson. And he punches out two in a row. Two down in the top of the seventh. Base is empty for Robert Perez Jr., who has homered and singled today. Eighth batter faced for Grant Anderson. And hoping to pitch a clean seventh inning. Frisco snapped that three-game losing streak on Wednesday, the most recent Wednesday, with a 7-1 victory in San Antonio. Here's the first pitch to Perez. He whacks this one deep to left. Don't even think about that one staying in the yard. It might leave the entire premises of Riders Field. Second home run of the ball game, and that one sent packing 482 feet off the barrel of Robert Perez Jr. He's homered to right. He's homered to left. And that one went a long ways. It's the second home run allowed by Frisco relievers this year. And it was almost long enough for two home runs. It's 4-2 Arkansas now in the seventh inning. Robert Perez Jr. came in with no home runs in the year, hitting .233. But he had 27 home runs last year. First pitch to Gilliam is a strike. Isaiah Gilliam, the batter, with two down and nobody on. Arkansas up 4-2, top of the seventh. The 0-1 offering is swung on and missed. Gilliam way behind. They scored two runs in the first inning. It was a Perez home run. Frisco has never come back to tie it. It's 4-2 Travelers. Here's the 0-2 from Grant Anderson. Swung on and fouled back. Well, the close games have usually gone the opposing way for Frisco. The wins have been bigger. Like I said, when they snapped that three-game losing streak, a 7-1 win, and that has been the smallest win for Frisco this season, a 6-run victory. Every other win was by an even wider margin. This is a close game, 4-2, Arkansas in front. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It is taken just below the knees. And the inning continues. The ball and two strikes after the massive home run by Robert Perez Jr., picking up his first two home runs of the day here in Frisco. The 1-2 offering is taken outside from Grant Anderson. Infield again shifted to the right, to the left hand, hitting Isaiah Gilliam. Outfield pretty much straight up. Evan Carter just a bit to the right of straightaway center field. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, and Grant Anderson strikes out the side. He does allow a base knock, and it was a big one. 482-foot solo home run for Robert Perez Jr. He has provided the difference here today. It's Arkansas 4 and Frisco 2. Time to stretch from Riders Field. Bottom of the seventh coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Riders Field. It's a close ball game. Arkansas in front by a score of 4-2. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Travelers in the bottom of the seventh is Dyson Arias, right-hander out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. And the 26-year-old will face the bottom part of the order. David Garcia steps in. First pitch of the inning is on the outside corner for a strike. It's Garcia, Sale, and then Evan Carter, top of the order. When we get to Carter for the third hitter here in the inning, bottom of the seventh. The 0-1 to Garcia, swung on, a chopper over the mound. Second baseman Hoover tries to backhand, clips off his wrist into center field, and Garcia has himself another base hit. 3-for-3 day for the catcher. David Garcia came in hitting 154 with no extra base hits. He has proceeded to go 3-for-3 today with two singles and a double. He has both RBIs today as well. His two RBI double back in the fourth inning are the only runs Frisco has scored today. Down 4-2, Josh Sale steps in for the Rough Riders. Nobody out in the seventh. First pitch to Sale is an off-speed at the belt just above. And ball one to Josh. He's 0-for-2 today. Frisco looking to beat Arkansas in the first matchup of the year between these two teams. 1-0 pitch is a strike to even the count. Frisco last year going 11-7 against Arkansas. These two franchises, organizations have alternated each season, which team wins the season series last few years. 1-1 to Sale, checked his swing. It was in the zone, 1-2. So Arkansas won the season series 2 years ago. Frisco did the year before that. Arkansas the year before that. But Frisco last year winning 11 out of 18. 1-2 to Josh Sale with nobody out in the seventh. Arias comes home with a fastball swung on and missed, and it's the strikeout for Josh Sale. One away, and the lineup turns over. It's Evan Carter up next. Went 10-for-23 in San Antonio, and Carter is not slowed up. He's reached 2 out of 3 times today. Technically, he's 0-for-1, but he's walked twice, stolen a base. Hitting close to 400 on the year. Youngest player on the team steps in. Carter swings at the first pitch on the 83-mile-an-hour off-speed from Arias. 0-1 to Evan Carter. Leadoff base hit for David Garcia. He's still at first. Tying run at the plate here in the seventh inning. Arias set. The right-hander deals a slider on the outside half for a strike. And it's 0-2 on Evan Carter. All-time Frisco has 156 wins against Arkansas, 113 losses. The 0-2 is popped away, foul to the left, and about 7 rows deep. And a foul ball for Evan Carter to stay alive. Frisco, a lot of good pitchers they will face this week. This Arkansas team, an older group in terms of position players, young in the pitching staff. The 0-2 from Arias is low and away. Not by much, but Carter takes ball one. Of the Seattle Mariners' top 20 prospects, 5 of them are with this Arkansas club. They're all pitchers. With the Travelers, the 1-2 pitch to Evan Carter is taken just below the zone. And ball two to Evan Carter. Works back from an 0-2 count to even it. Runner at first, one out. Seventh inning, Frisco trailing by 2. Top 20 prospects for Seattle. 5 of them on this club. They're all pitchers, and they're all right-hand pitchers. Arias, a righty himself, deals the 2-2, swung on the off-speed, fouled away. That'll also get into the seats behind home plate. And Carter stays alive. We'll see the 7th pitch of this at-bat upcoming. The Mariners, a righty-heavy franchise. Of their top 30 prospects, not a single one of them is a left-hand pitcher, other than one guy they have at the rookie league level. But no guys in a full-season minor league team are left-hand pitchers. Bunch of righties, though. Here's the 2-2 to Evan Carter. It is outside, just barely. And it's 3-2. A 7-pitch plate appearance here for Evan Carter. Fouled off a couple pitches. He got behind 0-2. Now the count is full. Man at first, one out. The payoff. He takes it just outside and walks. An 8-pitch base on balls for Evan Carter. He has walked 3 times today and his 11th of the season. Some of those pitches did not miss by much, including the 0-2. The very first pitch he took with 2 strikes was just off the zone. We've got TrackMan pulled up here. It was a ball, not by much, but it was. And the last pitch as well was close, but he took it outside. Arias giving him pitches to chase, and Evan Carter did not bite. Ball 4 to him, 1 out, tying run on the base paths for Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch to Acuna is outside for a ball. Big chance for Luis Angel. He's 1-for-3 today on a 6-game hit streak now. Just turned 21 not too long ago. Youngster at the plate for a big at-bat. The 1-0. Was swung on and missed. Big cut for Luis Angel. This season he has yet to face a pitcher younger than him. That will not change this week. Every pitcher for Arkansas is older than him. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and tapped at the plate. Foul. And it's two strikes on Acuna. Struck out and popped out to begin this game. His third at-bat. He got good contact. Singled through the left side. Now trying to advance a couple teammates. First and second for the Rough Riders. One out in the seventh inning. The 1-2 offering is swung on and missed. The off-speed by Arias gets him to swing over and strike out. Acuna is the second out of this inning. It's up to Dustin Harris. Harris has punched out 3 times. And now facing Arias for the first time. Harris came in, 273 hitter with a couple doubles, a triple, a home run. Looking for some RBIs here in the seventh inning. He could tie the game with an extra base hit, trailing by 2. First pitch to Harris is a slider to the outside. Catches the back door for a strike. Harris has 5 RBIs in the year. Just like Trevor Hover, they both have 5 RBIs with a grand slam under their belt this season. Here's the 0-1 to Harris. He takes it down and in. Gets away from Scheffler, but not much. The catcher retrieves on the dirt, circling home plate. And neither runner advances. Evan Carter is in scoring position. Evan Carter is at first. David Garcia is the one at second base. Carter representing the tying run as the trail runner at first. 2 down, however, in the seventh. Here's the pitch to Harris. He swings hard and fouls it back. Wasn't on time with the off-speed. Arias has eschewed the fastball this inning. A lot of sliders, changeups, breaking stuff. He's walked Carter and given up the leadoff single to Garcia. Still could go a scoreless inning. The 1-2 to Harris is swung on, hit hard, first base side. And foul off the dugout. That does not have Mike Freeman in it. Their manager ejected back in the third inning, arguing a pitch clock violation. There's 1 out in the third, and Mike Freeman sent home. Hoping his team collects the win. Here's the 1-2 to Dustin Harris with 2 down. He swings and just got a piece to stay alive. And the inning continues. Frisco has not scored the last couple innings since David Garcia doubled to right center for 2 RBIs. The only scoring play for Frisco today. Garcia is in scoring position now. Hoping a teammate will hit him home. Here's the pitch to Harris. He whacks it down the right side. Foul. Curling over the first base bag and then landing a good 6 or 7 feet wide of the right field line. And clips off the wall down the right field side. Dustin Harris scored 3 times on Sunday. A patient hitter. Walked 7 times in San Antonio. Probably not going to walk this plate appearance unless some things change. He's behind 1-2. But has made good contact the last couple pitches. Here's the next one. Harris swings and pops it up. Foul. Into the seats. Third base side this time. Continues to battle with 3 consecutive 1-2 pitches. And he hits foul. Dustin Harris battling. Struck out 3 times today, but this has been his best plate appearance of the night, no matter what happens. Even if he strikes out in this pitch, it was a pretty lengthy and strong at-bat, but trying to get a runner home. Down by 2. Here's the 1-2 from Arias. Swung on, hit high and not too deep to center field. Kerwer looking up into the black sky. Now backs up, backpedaling still. The ball took him deeper, but he makes the catch in left center. And Frisco goes scoreless in the seventh inning. Garcia and Carter get aboard, but are stranded. And Frisco trails 4-2 into the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Cresos!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Writers Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Writers fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Writers Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit writersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. We're on to the eighth inning. It'll be the 6-7-8 hitters for the Arkansas Travelers who lead this game 4-2. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders is Justin Slayton, right-hander, former third-round pick by the Texas Rangers. And the native of Hallsville, Texas, enters in the eighth, trying to hold Arkansas to a 4-2 lead. And the first game of the series, Frisco would like to boast a winning record. If they do not come back today, they will no longer be able to say that. They're 5-4 on the year. So Matt Scheffler will step in and lead off against Justin Slayton, hoping to keep that chance alive for Frisco to stay in first place in the Southern Division. They're tied for first, but first, nonetheless, Arkansas is first in the North. Well, Justin Slayton comes set for the first pitch of the eighth inning. The right-hander deals to Scheffler down the middle for a strike. And it's 0-1 to the catcher, who's 0-3 today. Justin Slayton went to New Mexico. He's 25 years old, former Lobo, and now a Rough Rider. The 0-1 from the righty, breaking ball for a strike. Slayton works with a four-seam fastball, cutter, slider, curveball. Grew up in Hallsville, Texas, about 140 miles east of Dallas-Fort Worth area. The 0-2 from Justin Slayton. Fastball swung on and missed. Strikes out the first man he sees on three pitches. And Justin Slayton working efficiently to start out the eighth inning. Nice work from the Texas native. He'll now face Logan Warmoth with one out in the eighth inning. 4-2 lead for Arkansas. Here in game one of this series. Game two tomorrow, also at 6:35, with Owen White on the mound for Frisco. First pitch of this at-bat to Warmoth is a strike. It'll be Bryce Miller on the hill for Arkansas, the opening day starter for the Travs. Gets Owen White, who has yet to allow an earned run this season in two starts. The 1-0 from Justin Slayton is low. The 96-mile-an-hour four-seamer. And it's two balls and no strikes to Logan Warmoth. He's 1-for-3 today. Is Warmoth, right-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher. 2-0 pitch, hit off the end of the barrel and foul behind home plate. Warmoth, who spent the last 2 years at the AAA level, he was in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, mostly an outfielder. And now with the Arkansas Travelers, it's one ball, two strikes from Justin Slayton, working from the stretch with the bases empty. With one out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and blooped into center field. Fairly hard hit. A diving attempt by Evan Carter. He made the catch. I thought he had no chance of that one. And Evan Carter flashes the glove. It may not be gold. He's got one of those back home. Evan Carter steals away a base hit from Logan Warmoth, going headlong straight back towards home plate and makes the grab. That ball was dying fast, and Evan Carter had to get on his horse and jump out straight in front of him, and he makes the play. Gold Glover from a year ago, showing why he has one. Connor Hoover to the plate. First pitch is swung on. Tap foul, first base side. We asked Evan Carter today, what position do you like best? He played all of them in the outfield. Opening weekend, he played center field. He started in right field, started in left field. Three starts, three different positions. He says he likes center field best. And it's plays like that shows you why. Diving catch for Evan Carter. Here's the 0-1 to Hoover. It's over the outside portion for a strike. And Justin Slayton gets ahead 0-2. First inning for Justin Slayton. It's been good so far. Struck a man out. Had a diving catch behind him for the second. Now an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Taken, below the zone. Hoover thought about it. He likes to watch it. Ball one. 1-2 from Justin Slayton. Slayton pitched 50 innings last year in Frisco. An elevated ERA, 6.93. In his third season in the minors, this inning he's looked good. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and hit high to center field, not deep. It'll stay just beyond the infield. Jax Biggers drifting into center field, puts up his black glove and squeezes the ball for the putout. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Justin Slayton with a highlight catch by Evan Carter in center field. And that's all for Arkansas in the eighth. To the bottom half of the eighth inning, it's Arkansas 4, Frisco 2 on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Kellen Strom leads off here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 4-2. And Dyason Arias back on the mound for Arkansas. First pitch of the eighth inning is down in the dirt to Kellen Strom for a ball. Arias pitched a scoreless seventh inning. Now facing Strom, who led off the fourth inning, grounded out on the first pitch, leading off the eighth now. He is 0-for-3 today. Bottom half of the eighth inning, trailing by two. A couple last chances for the Rough Riders to come back and win this ballgame. 1-0 pitch, foul back. And it's 1-1 to Kellen Strom. Thomas to JC. Jax Biggers are the other scheduled hitters for Frisco here in the eighth. It's a good Arkansas team. 7-2 on the year. 1-1 to Kellen Strom is swung on. Hard hit ground ball, but right at the second baseman. Hoover looks down at his glove after fielding it. Looks back up at first and throws out Kellen Strom. And there's one away. So JC the batter to face Arias. Arkansas began the season with a sweep of Corpus Christi at home. Then went 4-2 against Springfield. They did not lose a game until the sixth contest of the year. They were the last team in the Texas League to lose a game. A couple blowout wins, a couple one-run wins, a shutout. They started out hot. They've not slowed down. 7-2, first in the league. First pitch to Sajacy is in the opposite batter's box for a ball. First-year manager Mike Freeman, his first trip to Frisco, and he spent the majority of this game outside after being ejected. 1-0 pitch, Sajacy swings and misses. Freeman, only 35 years old, one of the few guys who's younger than Carlos Cardoza, the manager for Frisco, who is 36. The 1-1, off-speed is inside. And so JC gets back ahead, two balls and a strike. Arias working from the stretch. The right-hander comes set against the right-hand hitter, Thomas Sajacy. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. And this at-bat is alternated, balls and strikes. 2-2 the count to Thomas Sajacy. There's 1-for-3 today. One out, nobody on for Frisco, trailing by two in the eighth inning. Arias peers in to Matt Scheffler, his battery mate, who sets up on the outside. The 2-2 breaking ball is hit high on the infield. Arias calling for it. The pitcher wants to take over. No, it's the second baseman, Hoover, who actually makes the catch behind him. Arias was looking up into the sky and wasn't actually nearby it. It was Hoover standing about 10 feet behind him who was actually underneath it. Does a little Adrian Beltre-esque pretending like he's there for the catch. And it's Hoover to put it away. Two down, nobody on for Jax Biggers, who has a base hit today. He is 1-for-3. Left-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher with the bases empty. First offering a slider low for a ball. Biggers, who came in just 1-for-12 on the year. Good to see him get a base hit. Would like a multi-hit game for the first time. The 1-0 is taken. Ball two. Biggers did help himself out with a couple walks. Increases on base percentage. Both in the same game. They were on his birthday last week. The home stand. Here's the 2-0 to Jax, taken at the belt, and a strike. 2-1 to the Missouri City, Texas native. Corner infielders split. The third baseman playing up, first baseman playing back. Warmoth and Tenarowitz, respectively. 2-1 to Bigger, swung on, fouled back. So Warmoth even with the bag at third. Rivas playing up the middle at short. Hoover playing in a standard position at second base, and then Tenarowitz at first playing at the back of the infield. The outfielder shifted slightly to the left. The 2-2 to Bigger, swung on, pop foul. He stays alive. And the eighth inning continues. Frisco down by two. Trying to avoid dropping back to .500 on the year. They've won four out of their last five games. 5-4 on the year. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on for the Rough Riders here in the eighth. Here's the pitch to Bigger, swings and fouls it back. Good at-bat for Jax Biggers. The one time he's put the ball in play today was on the first pitch of an at-bat. He singled. He has also struck out twice. He did score in the fourth inning, part of the two RBI double by Ryan Garcia, but that is the only sequence in which Frisco has scored today, trailing 4-2. Another 2-2 pitch to Bigger, swung on and fouled away again. Three straight foul balls for Jax Biggers. And he stays alive once again. Playing second base today. And trying to start a two-out rally with Trevor Hover on deck here in the home half of the eighth inning. The 2-2 once again, taken at the knees. And strike three. Biggers didn't like it. And his long at-bat in which he fought off pitch after pitch finally ends with him taking the slider from Dyson Arias, and he goes 1-2-3 in the eighth. To the ninth inning we go. It's 4-2 Arkansas leading. Zach Bigley will be back in the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, and Justin Slayton back on for another frame after he worked a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. Rough Riders trailing 4-2 to Arkansas in this series opener. Happy you're with us on this Tuesday night alongside my partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Tanner Kerwer starts it off in the ninth spot. And the stretch from Justin Slayton, the first pitch. Just low of the zone, one ball and no strikes. Justin Slayton has looked like an entirely different pitcher this year than he had from a year ago. And in the best possible way, he delivers. Swing and a miss and a good fastball low of the zone. And it's one ball and one strike. Slayton a year ago had so many problems with attacking the zone with consistency. He stretches in the 1-1. Ground ball hit to third. So JC tries to play it off his hip and bounces. bounces off of him and pinballs into left field. And Tanner Kerwer reaches to start the ninth inning. We'll see what that's ruled, as it's a tough play for Sajacy, trying to play it with his body and get in front of it, but instead it hit off of him and they mark it an error. E5, second error in as many games for the Rough Riders defensively. And top of the order, Leo Rivas steps in. Rough Riders down 4-2. Here's the stretch by the right-hander Slayton in the first pitch. Misses high and tight, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders led all of minor league baseball with the fewest errors by position players. They were the only team in all of minor league baseball to have zero position player errors through eight games of the season. Slayton the 1-0. High pop-up, left side, twists, foul. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, now an error from Edius last night in the ninth inning, or I should say on Sunday in the ninth inning, and then today in the ninth for Sajacy. Rough Riders have now committed four errors on the season. It's not like that's, you know, monstrous by any means. It's just sometimes the law of averages will start to catch up to you. Here's the stretch from Slayton. And the 1-1 pitch on the way. Blow off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And just to give you an idea, the Rough Riders entered into today the second best fielding percentage in all of minor league baseball with their three errors committed. And they'll still be very high on those leaderboards come tomorrow. They've been such a good defensive team all year. Throw goes over to first, and Kerwer's back in. He has three steals this year. Rough Riders trailing by two. When we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, Frisco will have the bottom third of the order due up in Trevor Hover, David Garcia, and Josh Saleh. Slayton trying to keep it right here. 2-1. Ground ball foul back behind home. Tried to get a pitch in on his hands. Did with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Slayton a year ago, 48 walks in 51 and two-thirds innings. So far this year, he's pitched four innings, including tonight. Zero walks, four strikeouts. 2-2. Froze him. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. Justin Slayton with his second strikeout, and there's one away in the ninth. Breaking ball down the heart of the plate. He was looking for something else. There's Riley Unroe, who came in for Stephen Packard in the fourth inning defensively and left. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he pitches home. And actually, a throw goes over to first before that. Kerwer is in. Unroe, since coming on, has struck out in two at-bats each time. Slayton readies. And he brings it in. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, I should say, and it's 0-1. Talking to John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach, about not only Slayton, but a bunch of other guys in this Rough Riders bullpen that have all struggled with command issues in the past that seemingly have not at all so far in this young season. The pitch is chopped foul right side, it's 0-2, and he says it's a little bit of a philosophy change this year where we are having guys stick with what is working that particular night. All these guys' stuff is really nasty, and Slayton is up there with some of the nastiest stuff out of any of these guys in this really talented bullpen. Goble said, if this stuff is working, that's what we use that night. 0-2, runner takes off, pitches low. Garcia's throw to second, not in time. Tanner Kerwer swipes the bag, his fourth of the year. He's in scoring position now. One ball, two strikes on Unroe. Arkansas leading 4-2 and looking to add on here in the ninth inning before the Rough Riders come up with a chance to come back. Slayton stretches the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Low of the zone. He picks up back-to-back strikeouts, and there are two away in the ninth inning. Bobby Tenorowicz Tanerowitz, I should say, stands in. Tanerowitz, 1-for-3 today with a walk. Arkansas has banged out 10 hits tonight for their 4 runs. Frisco, 2 runs on 6 hits. Slayton from the stretch, first pitch. Line drive to left field, that's in for a base hit. Kerwer around third, he's getting waved home. Harris, the throw to the plate, it is not in time. Garcia made the tag down on Kerwer, or he might have missed him as he came flying by. It was just not in time. Kerwer comes in to score, and it's 5-2 Arkansas. A really good throw by Dustin Harris, right on the money. Just could not get Tanner Kerwer, who was flying around the bases. RBI single for Tanerowitz. His league-leading 17th. And it's an extra run of insurance here in the ninth inning for Arkansas. Robert Perez Jr. steps in now. David Garcia with a quick mound visit to go and check on Slayton. Really strong throw by Harris. Just a tad late. Right-handed batter, the pin. He swings, chops it. Left side of the infield, Sejasi in from third. Backhands and whips it onto first. In time for the out to retire the side on Perez. But damage done. One run across, it's unearned against Slayton. On one hit, an error, and a runner left on base. A 3-run hill to climb for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Rough Riders trailing by 3. It's 5-2 Arkansas. Juan Ten on to relieve for the Travelers, going for the save. Ten, a 6 ERA this year. 23-year-old, 6'1", 200-pounder out of the Dominican Republic, making his fourth appearance and his first save opportunity on the season. 3 innings pitched. He's allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. Trevor Hover, the first man he faces in the pinch. Sizzles high and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Hover, Garcia, and Saleh, bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders, needing 3 to tie and 4 to win it. 1-0 pitch. Soft roller foul just to the right side of home plate. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. An unearned run crosses for the Travelers in the top of the ninth inning, and that could prove to be a very big run. Instead of a 2-run game, it's a 3-run game. There's still a save situation for Juan Ten. One ball, 1 strike pitch. Fastball tips the outside corner for a strike. And it's 1-2. Hover 0-for-2 today with a walk. The 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Juan Ten pronounced Ten, spelled T-H-E-N. Spent last year between Arkansas and down in the AZL. Just 10 appearances for him. A 5.40 ERA. He delivers home. There's a hard ground ball up the middle. That sneaks into center field for a base hit. Trevor Hovers starts the ninth inning with a single up the middle. And that brings David Garcia to the plate, who has reached every time. He's 3-for-3. A great start for the Rough Riders in the ninth inning. On 10, a guy who the Mariners are very high on. He's been on the 40-man roster since 2020. He deals. Swinging a grounder foul right side. It's 0-1 on Garcia. Came over to the Mariners in 2017 in a trade with the New York Yankees. And time called. Garcia stands back in. He's missed a lot of time with injury recently, though. A former starter as recently as 2021. The 0-1 is cut on and missed. On a good pitch, dying away off the outside corner. From the right-hander to the left-handed batting Garcia, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders have not had a come-from-behind victory yet this year. Ten delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Good pitch away. He strikes out Garcia. And there's one out in the ninth inning. Josh Salle to the plate now. Salle has the kind of pop that you want up in the ninth inning. The only thing is he's not the tying run. A home run here would make it just a one-run game. Ten offers. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Good pitch low of the zone. Salle tonight, 0-3. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front again. 0-2. Hover at first base. Not a ton of speed. Top of the order on deck and Evan Carter. 0-2 pitch. Chopper right side of the infield and foul. Tenerowitz picks it up in foul territory, and it's still 0-2. Rough Riders held to just 2 runs on 7 hits tonight after putting up 12 runs on Sunday on 12 hits. 0-2 pitch. Inside on Salle, and it hit him. And he'll head down to first base, and that brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Evan Carter. It got him on the right shin. Salle tried to get out of the way, but he couldn't. It was so far inside. Hover down to second. Salle aboard at first base. And Evan Carter, leading the team with 3 home runs, will stand in against Juan Ten. In his most recent full-ish season in 2021 with Everett, left-handers hit much better against 10 than right-handers did. They hit 313 against him, 20 points higher than right-handers did. The runners take their lead from first and second. The pitch. Carter takes low of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Evan Carter has walked 3 times tonight. He's 0-for-1. Ten looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 1-0 pitch. Carter takes down low and inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes, and he's shown time and time again so far in the first week and a half of this season that if you don't throw it in the zone, he is not going to go fishing. And he certainly hasn't tonight. The 2-0 pitch. Down low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Luis Angel Acuña lurks on deck. He's 1-for-4 tonight. Rough Riders trailing 5-2. Bottom of the ninth inning, 1 out. Runners at first and second. And the 3-0 pitch to Carter. Outside for 4. And the Rough Riders have loaded the bases. a single, a hit by pitch, and a walk. And Luis Angel Acuña steps up to the plate representing the go-ahead run in the bottom of the ninth inning. And time called. Here comes pitching coach Michael Peoples, and he'll go talk with Juan Ten. Boy, a golden opportunity for the Rough Riders with one out and the bases loaded to make this game interesting. One swing of the bat could win it. Acuña has not hit a home run tonight. He hit a grand slam last year with the Rough Riders after coming up from High A Hickory. Peoples has set his piece, and he goes back to the dugout. Acuña singled to left field on a ball at 104 miles an hour off the bat in the fifth inning. He has struck out twice and popped out. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. One out of the ninth. The pitch. Down low and inside to Acuña, and it's one ball and no strikes. All the struggles on the offensive side tonight can be put to bed with one swing. The 1-0 pitch. Inside corner for a strike. And it's 1-1 on Acuña. He represents the two spot in the Rough Riders' order. And 10 delivers the 1-1. Chopper up the middle to the second baseman, Hoover. He's got it. Steps on second for one. Throws to first in time for the double play. And Arkansas takes game one of this six-game series in Frisco. Our final score, Travelers 5, Rough Riders 2. And Frisco falls to 5-5 on the year. Arkansas to 8-2 through the first 10 games of the season. And we'll do it again with game two tomorrow. But stick around. Post-game show coming up with Josh Warden on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, Frisco knew it wouldn't be easy this series. The top team in the league in terms of win-loss percentage. Arkansas comes in with a 7-2 record, and they claim victory today. It was a close one, even closer than the 5-2 final score would make it seem, and that's a fairly close final score. Bases loaded in the ninth inning with one out, but a ground ball double play ends it, and Arkansas escapes. They improved to 8-2 on the year. Frisco is now a 500 ball club at 5-5. The good news for Frisco at last check, the team they were tied with is trailing. Amarillo is down 11-6 in Northwest Arkansas. So perhaps, depending on some scores from around the league, which we'll get to along the way here in the postgame show, Frisco could still be at the top of the Southern Division. Not that the standings matter a ton at this point. There's 138 games, so the team that you're tied with at this point might be 20 games ahead or behind of you come August and September. So we'll keep an eye on it, but not too much weight on where the standings are. Frisco just hopes to build a win streak, get some momentum, and they've been playing in a fairly good rhythm of late, winning the series in San Antonio, came into today winning four out of their last five games, but again, do lose today, final score of 5-2. Arkansas jumped out in front in the first inning. Jack Leiter worked through some trouble, had some help from the defenders behind him with a throw out at the plate in the first inning. In fact, the very first out of this ball game was made at home plate. And no, it wasn't a strikeout. It was a tag on a bang-bang play at the dish. Evan Carter picking up a base hit at the wall, threw it into Luis Angel Acuna, who pegged out Leo Rivas at the plate. And Leiter got out of that jam initially, but then a two-run home run by Robert Perez Jr. And Arkansas never conceded the lead. It was 2-0 in the first inning. And it was back and forth. Frisco scored a couple runs in the fourth inning on a 2-RBI double by David Garcia. That made it a 3-2 ball game with Arkansas in front. But from that point on, they tacked on a few more runs, including a solo shot in the seventh inning by Robert Perez, his second home run of the day, 482 feet to left field. They tacked on one more in the ninth on an RBI single for Robbie Tanerowitz. And they end up winning 5-2, the final score. Two home runs for Perez, a solo home run for Isaiah Gilliam as well, as they go yard a couple of times. Meanwhile, Frisco didn't have any home runs, but the highlight was David Garcia's 2-RBI double. Good day for David. Came in, showed some pop here and there, but really had not driven the ball a whole lot yet this year. He did not have an extra base hit on the season coming into today, and just one RBI. He had two runs batted in today on one swing on that double to right center field. He also had a single in the second inning, a single in the seventh inning, and ultimately went 3-for-4 today and had a really good day for David Garcia. And batting out of the eight hole as well, the catcher providing some good production out of that spot in the order. There wasn't enough help around David Garcia, just seven hits in the ballgame for Frisco altogether, and he accounted for nearly half of them. Trevor Hover had a single, Jax Biggers had a single, Thomas Ajayi had a single, Luis Angel Acuna had a single. Evan Carter didn't have any base hits. He went 0-for-1 with four walks in the ballgame. Josh Saleh got aboard one time with a hit by pitch. In fact, every single one of Frisco's batters, or seven of the nine, I should say, got aboard at least one time, but they were just kind of spread out, different innings, and ultimately left nine on base, including a bases-loaded situation in the ninth inning when the tying run was at first base. Go-ahead run at the plate, and Luis Angel Acuna grounded into a double play to end the ballgame. Final score, Arkansas wins it 5-2. Take a quick break, come back with tomorrow's starting pitchers and a look around the league. Texas League scores when we come back in the postgame show on the Writers Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark of the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your four-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark of the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35. Woo woo! Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the winning pitcher today is Steven Kolek. Goes to 2-0. The Arkansas reliever gets the victory after a pretty good day for Perlander Baroa. Went into the fifth inning, finally allowed a couple runs that Frisco got off him, but never did come back to tie the game or take the lead. Frisco falls today 5-2, the final score in game one of this six-game series from Riders Field. Again, Arkansas now 8-2, and Frisco is 5-5. Jack Leiter suffers the loss, his first decision of the year. He went five innings, allowed three runs, and did give up a decent amount of contact. Eight hits off of Jack today. He walked two, struck out six, and allowed two home runs. tomorrow's pitching matchup should be an excellent one. Arkansas has their opening day man going. Bryce Miller will be on the hill for the Travelers. Meanwhile, Owen White will be on the bump for the Frisco Rough Riders. He is yet to allow an earned run this year in his two starts thus far this season. First pitch tomorrow at 6:35, as is the following day. Then towards the end of the series, we'll go to 7:05 for the weekend games here against Arkansas. Six-game series just got underway today, and Arkansas wins the first one to take 8 wins out of their first 10 games. Other scores going on around the Texas League today. In the middle of the seventh inning, Amarillo trails Northwest Arkansas 11-6 is the score. Onto the bottom of the eighth, I should say. Actually, Northwest Arkansas, just refreshing that, pulled out 14-6 ahead of Amarillo. San Antonio defeats Corpus Christi in extra innings, 3-1. San Antonio wins. Midland drops a game to Springfield, 12-5. The Cardinals win it. And Wichita beats Tulsa 4-2 in that game in Kansas. Well, final score here in this one, Arkansas wins it 5-2. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. right here from Riders Field. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Enjoyed a good game here from Frisco. Looking forward to tomorrow. Owen White, Bryce Miller on the mound for their respective teams as Frisco tries to even up the series and get back above 500 tomorrow. They'll be on the air pregame show at 6:20 and first pitch at 6:35 from Frisco, Texas. For the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. We'll be back tomorrow at 6:35 from Riders Field. Until then, have a safe night, everybody. So long, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!